Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. The black sheep checking in. All you rap niggas capped out. Jump out the Porsche and I went to the trap house. Talk my shit, got a whole lot to rap about. I'ma speak real, what the fuck I got a cap out, yeah. Let's go. I'm the black sheep, I'm the one that they yap about. I'm the real deal, all you rap niggas capped out. I'm the real deal, all you rap niggas capped out, yeah. Let's go. Jump out the Porsche and I went to the trap house. Talk my shit, got a whole lot to rap about. I'ma speak real, what the fuck I got a cap out, yeah. Let's go. I'm the black sheep, I'm the one that they yap about. I'm the real deal, all you rap niggas capped out. I'm the real deal, all you rap niggas capped out, yeah. Let's go. I'm the real deal, all you rap niggas capped out. Checks coming in, so you know I'm about to cash out. Caps in the beat, so you know I had to spaz out, yeah. Let's go. Niggas talk slick, take his bitch, beat the back out. Broke ass niggas, I'ma show you what the sack bout. I'ma put a bag on his head, get him X out, yeah. Let's go. Yeah, I got the motherfucking game in the chokehold. Got the rap money coming in by the boatload. Fuck a red light, boss cash on go mo, yeah. Okay. Cut niggas off, they don't stick by the G-code. Wave people up, I'm the one that they sleep on. Get up in the booth every time I go beast mode, yeah. Okay. I'm really grinding, applying the pressure. Killing any rapper, I'm talking whoever. I'm coming too hard, name a nigga who better. I'm in my zone, ain't nobody gon' stop it. For making friends, I'm collecting the profit. So Carolina, I'm one of the hottest. Bitch, I'm the GOAT and I ain't being cocky. Foot on the next and I swear I can't let up. Used to be broke, now a young nigga flexed up. I got up now, I don't know what about next up. Pass all you rappers, now they playing catch up. I had no option, I had to get it. They count me out, had to show them I'm with it. Back in the day, they ain't pay me attention. They laugh at me when I told them all my visions, hey. Look. Jump out the Porsche and I went to the trap house. Talk my shit, got a whole lot to rap out. I'ma speak real, what the fuck I got a cap out, yeah. Let's go. I'm the black sheep, I'm the one that they yap out. I'm the real deal, all you rap niggas capped out. I'm the real deal, all you rap niggas capped out, yeah. Let's go. Jump out the Porsche and I went to the trap house. Talk my shit, got a whole lot to rap out. I'ma speak real, what the fuck I got a cap out, yeah. Let's go. I'm the black sheep, I'm the one that they yap out. I'm the real deal, all you rap niggas capped out. I'm the real deal, all you rap niggas capped out, yeah. Let's go.
Chickens and we going off. Birds flying south for the winter, pay the cost. She don't wanna work and she wanna fuck with a boss. All they cut you selling, boy, it tastes like some chow. Bang, bang, how your bitches wanna fuck the gang. Domain, how my nigga really come for cocaine. How my nigga rich, I'm talking weight out to the domain. Chain gang, free my nigga, get out on the same thing. I'm bumping UGK and twisting my Pacific surf. I used to sell them bad, but now let me go selling birds. And tell my niggas watch they word. I heard my auntie got a brick. We masking up to like the purr. I'm talking all day. All my niggas out here trapping all day. Cocaine prices fucked up. Get 250 for a ball play. Feeling green. You just sell them rocks up in the hallway. West side getting money. Talking about the wrong way. To burn the nigga back up in the G. He tried to test. All the junkie brother come to me. They know that I'm a bluff. Data to the project down. I used to hang in that bitch. I just bought a Cadillac and put them things on that bitch. Yeah. Ball. Got them chickens and we going off. Birds flying south for the winter, pay the cost. She don't wanna work and she wanna fuck with a boss. All they cut you selling, boy, it tastes like some chow. Bang, bang, all your bitches wanna fuck the gang. Domain, all my nigga really come for cocaine. All my nigga rich, I'm talking weight out to the domain. Chain gang, free my nigga, get out on the same thing.
Sir, thank you. What it do, man? Did y'all miss me? I missed y'all, man. We're going to get it in, man. Big salute to everybody, man, that's rocking, that's jerking, showing some kind of love, showing some kind of support, man, hitting them shows, the replays, or you calling, tuning in by phone, or you hitting that link and you tuning in online. You dig? This is Top on the Radio, man. Gotta say, man, main topic, Jerklahoma, man, summer 2022. Jerklahoma, man, is going down in Muskogee, Oklahoma, which is now crowned Muskogee Jerklahoma. You dig? I know it rough a lot of people's feathers, but we don't give a shit. Hey, man, they got Rocklahoma. They got Smokelahoma. You dig? But that ain't really our people. Now we got Jerklahoma, baby, and we want nothing less, man, than national, worldwide awareness, man. So we rocking with everybody, man. We're going to be opening the doors up to the city, bringing a lot of people in on events, doing a lot of different things, man. So what's going down? Make sure y'all stay tuned. And got to say big shout-out, man, the Kid Soul, man. Y'all make sure y'all go rock with her, go plug in, doing a thing majorly, man. Product game on crazy. You dig on the 100K. Them Jerklahoma shirts is in, baby. The $10 for the yellow shirt, $15 for the black. We got you, man. We gassing all summer 22. You dig? I'm pulling up. I'm hopping out with the AR-55. That's right, man. If you ain't seen the video, go check it out, man. I'm hopping out with the AR-55 all summer long, and we gassing, man. Gotta say big shout-out, man. 901 Trigger Trey, man. You dig? He calling in to the show. We're going to be plugging in with him and checking in with him as well, man. And we got to go ahead and plug 901 Trigger Trey in with Petty Murphy and the Petty Murphy Project. Femo, Petty Murphy, man, we gonna play a few songs, but let me check in with you, man. How you doing? What's going on with you?
I'm feeling good. Just basically got done pretty much dropping out the Body and Soul on the Petty Murphy Project just an hour after the Sunday Groove, which both shows are jerking. So the Body and Soul is now out on all platforms right now, playing as we speak, 6 minutes in. So, you know, got that jerking in there too, and doing a lot of work behind what we're getting ready to do for the Midwest Connection June 25th. And definitely we're going to talk about Jerklahoma 2022 because we are seeing the same shit over and over again, and people are not understanding.
Oh, yeah, man. When you know better, you got to do better. And that's just what it is. When you know better, you'll move better. And that's just what it is, man. You know, people, hey, you get used to doing this thing same way. Hey, things we doing, man, the things we saying, man, ain't going to do nothing but help everybody that's involved and got hands in or that's coming and attending, especially if you performing or anything. That ain't going to do nothing but help grow your buzz, you dig? So if you look at it any kind of way other than that, hey, man, maybe this ain't what you want. We going to get it in, man. That's what I got to let everybody know. We going to get it in, man. Bonfire Edition, you dig? So the bonfire going to be out there, man, with these events. It don't stop. The party not going to stop. We going all night long to the next day, man. You can bring your tent. You can camp out there. Hey, if you want to camp, if you want to sleep in your damn car, back of your truck, if that's what you want to do, you can do that. But if you sleep in your vehicle, we'll be coming around, you know what I mean? Check it, man. Make sure y'all safe. But crack your windows, man. Don't leave your windows all the way up, man. You got to have oxygen to breathe, so you know what I mean, crack your windows so you can get that good country air off in you, man. But we're going on private land, family owned land, bonfire, music, food, man, drink will be out there, man. And I'm gonna go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. Doing these events, man, y'all gonna see, we call them drink tenders. You dig? You know they got the bud tenders and stuff, but we got drink tenders, man. But it's a whole lot different than what you would normally see at a club or a venue or something like that. You got to remember, we outside with it, right? So we got something, man, very creative that we came up with, and we're going to be putting that out there. So while you out there chilling and you can't, you'll be able to get your cup. If you got your cup you want to get filled up, you'll be able to do that. You know what I'm talking about? If you want to buy you something to drink, we'll have some people out moving around that's going to be able to plug you up. Now, we're going to get back into a little bit more, but some of it, we got to get into some of this music. We got to spin some of it and come back, and let's get off into the top. What you say?
Let's do it.
Oh, and what you think, too, Femo, about plugging in with 901 Trigger Trey, man? We got to get him on the Petty Murphy Project.
Oh, definitely, definitely. That's the beautiful thing about what we've been creating and what we're getting ready to do this summer. We don't need you. We want you. That's the difference. We want you, but, you know, we got to do business the right way.
Right, right. Yeah, we're going to, so 901 Trigger Trey, he plugged in on the line, man. Big respect to him doing his thing. He stayed jerking, man. Hey, look, he been dropping some heat, some fire. He's steady making moves, steady doing his thing, man. I don't see nothing but bigger and better in his path, but we're going to hear from him himself. So we're going to check in with him as soon as we come back from this music break. Femo, let's fucking jerk.
Lil B, fuck him up. Lil B, fuck him up.
Talking to you, Off in the face, living the hair trying to get the fuck out. Niggas tryna knock a nigga ass off. Bop till I fall, fuck a cash out. Drop dick on a bitch till she pass out. Fuck all these niggas with their hands out. Bitch think cause she got her ass out. I'm about to put these fucking bands out. Bitch better work her goddamn out.
I got nightmares, I see visions of my casket in the grave. I got homies in the pistol thugging hard behind the case. I got problems with myself, I'm trying to cope with every day. Rolling backwards, double cups and popping beans until I'm faded. I see demons while I'm sleeping. God protect me cause I know the devil's scheming. God, I need you. I see demons breaking sweats outside my body while I'm sleeping.
All I feel is the pain. Late nights trying to get it blunt and get it twisted. When it leaning with my sister, I ain't sleeping 3 days. I got no bitch to lay up when I'm slashed on the couch with the strap watching Minutes and K. Got no bitch to lay up when I'm rolling up switching to switching and J after J. C1 died and then treetop died. I got too much pride to show the shit on my face. Got me feeling like Pac in the old days. Drop top, not big strap with the boozy face. Still sticking to the code. I ain't four raised by the old heads and the OGs in the old days. So much pain deep inside. Mr. Pain with the pride got me ready to die. Damn, really know the hustle. Learn to get off the muscle. Smashing in the competition. Ain't no motherfuckers hustle. I'm popping me days. In the warehouse steady thugging. Coming home to the trap house living rugged. Rent pass through lights off. Devil in my ear telling me to stretch everything in public. Still grinding out the gutter, I came from nothing. Little nigga big heart, I'm shaking something. All little special on my deathbed with a middle finger left me screaming motherfucker.
I got nightmares, I see visions of my casket in the grave. I got homies in the pistol thugging hard behind the case. I got problems with myself, I'm trying to cope with every day. Rolling back with double cups and popping beans until I'm faded. I see demons while I'm sleeping. God protect me cause I know the devil's scheming. God, I need you. I see demons breaking sweats outside my body while I'm sleeping.
I see demons while I'm sleeping. Yeah, I'm scheming. Yeah, I need you.
Freaking with this. Talking the mirror, no panties. She's like a rough and nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she grabbing. She in a makeup fashion, best of baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking with this. Love when she calling me daddy. Bougie, ratchet, freaking with nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. She's like a rough and nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in a makeup fashion, best in the baggy. Smoking the whip out of traffic. Bougie, ratchet, freaking with this. Love when she calling me daddy. She got the long hair tattoo on her ass. She, girl, I can't let you pass. And posting no straps on the IG. Fuck around, get your ass beat. Put on another, no, you a little sexy hoe. Oops, I meant to say sexy little chick.
My bad.
I can't imagine you kissing my neck while you riding this bag. Man, you clap on my dick. I wanna lick it. I wanna see how you take this big dick with my mouth on your titty.
Bitch,
you silly. I with the pussy in your flat. I'm coming like Sweet Dick Willie. Can I get some head? Make her come hard back to bed. Even go to the pussy in your flat. I'ma come around 12. Smoke your ass out like a chimney and make your ass fly like a jet.
Nasty, classy, freaking your sassy. I see how it bounce from the front.
And you better say at your feelings. When I drop the dick, I'ma kick your ass out like a point. This bag, you can talk to me later about how you fly to Miami and flip. I'm in the legs so back down and I'm stuffing this dick till I bust in your chest.
Look at
five, I'ma work to that side. We gon' power up, ain't no motherfucker rest. Down like a treadmill and bench press and that pussy was still. With the third lap like a drill. Breaststroke in that water with gear. Club up, up at the back. Some more, that's a six over gear. Bougie, ratchet, freaking with nasty. Twerking the mirror, no panties. Like a reverend nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic.
Smoked out.
She bougie, ratchet, freaking with nasty. Love when she calling me daddy.
Yeah.
Bougie, ratchet, freaking with nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties. Like a reverend nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup fashion, best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking with nasty. Love when she calling me daddy. I want that face down, ass up, back bend, standing up when I'm in it. She wanna front from the back while she bouncing them cheeks. Got me stuck up like I'm a lieutenant. I know you a boss and that money gon' make you come. And that pussy ain't mine but it's rented.
I know.
I'ma crash out in that pussy like fuck a license. Not the black off the tinny. I'm gonna surfboard in that water. If I drown deep, I went out like a G. I want the face, I want a titty fuck. Till I gotta pull out of you chain.
We gonna pull
fight, we gon' up first. 69, we gon' have us a race.
Maybe
run my head, eat that nut like it's pain. You got twerk on the 12, bitch, you getting replaced.
Bye-bye.
Talking on half step it when it comes to this dick. Take my soul, beat the cake.
Better.
And I'ma revive when I roll up this wood. Switch positions, little engine. And I'm tapping out when I'm stroking that cat. I'ma sip that juice like it's camel so good. If I pop the bean, I'ma go back to back till I'm masked out. Let me go, babe, I'm good.
Let me go.
She bougie, ratchet, freaking with
trizzle.
Twerking the mirror, no panties. She like a reverend nasty, gripping and stabbing. Stroking that cat when she clapping. She in the makeup, she best in the bag. You smoking the whip out of traffic. She bougie, ratchet, freaking with nasty. Love when she calling me daddy.
She calling me daddy.
Ratchet, freaking with nasty. Twerking that mirror, no panties.
have it. Gucci, bougie, wretched, freaky, but dead. Love when she calling me daddy.
She calling me daddy. Hi. Trigger. I said she goozy, ratchet, freaky, but classy. Said she bougie, ratchet, freaky, but classy.
Hey, man, everybody said I'll be damn here, man. I'll tell you, that shit jerking right there, you dig? So let me bring on Petty Murphy, man, and let's go ahead, man. We got to get back on the show, man. 901 Trigger Trey, man. Big 901 Trigger Trey. What's good with you, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm more blessed than I ever been, man. Can y'all hear me good? I'm over here. I'm in Kansas a little bit. I was trying to make sure I can hear me good.
Yeah, we got you, man. We got you.
Yeah, man, but yeah, I'm more blessed than I ever been, man. Shit, man, I'm enjoying the love, man. That's the best thing I can tell you, man. I'm enjoying the love, man. I appreciate
man, that's
it.
What's up, man.
Going.
Man, that's what's up. You know, I be following you, man. I know you making some moves, man. I know you got the demon, man. You got to break it down to us with the moves on the demon, man. You got the video getting ready to come, right?
Yes, sir, man. Big shout out to the homie, Yo Street Films, man. He, can't forget my sister, Mika Cash. Can't forget the goddamn other cameraman, Zilla. You know what I'm saying? I hit him up a couple weeks ago, you know what I'm saying? Had an idea of what I wanted to do with the video. So I tapped that
spoke.
I tried my sister line. I was like, man, let's go ahead and try to make the shit pop, man. Man, they can't really pull it up. No problem. You know what I'm saying? Man, we went through it. Man, went over there to my granddaddy grave site. You know, RIP to my grandpa Ron. I love you to death.
Man,
you know, and,
rest in peace, man.
It was
yeah.
a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful thing.
Man, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm going to give y'all about a week. It's going to be on the way. Yeah, it's coming real, real soon for y'all. Just stay tuned for folks.
Man, y'all heard that, man. So, hey, if you tuned in right now, you're hearing it. If you're hitting the replay, hey, make sure, man, you stay tuned in for that video. You just heard the song, man. That shit fire jerking. Y'all heard it being played in the playlist. You got the man himself on the line right now, Petty Murphy. All right, man, Petty Murphy, this family with the Petty Murphy Project. Petty Murphy, man, we got Big 901 Trigger Trey on the line, man. I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself, man, and let you holler at him, family.
What's going on, Samo? How you doing?
Man, what's going on with your big brother, man? I'm hearing good things about you. Hearing real, real good things about you, brother.
Why, thank you very much, man. It's the same way to you, man. I've been listening to your music, especially Demons. Demons is a very, very touchy song, especially if you lost someone that's close to you. And I want to say, you know, big shout out to you and your success with that, and hopefully I get to see that music video, man, and I would love to have your music played on the Petty Murphy Project and get you in for a live interview also, too, that basically be seen on multiple platforms live, excluding Facebook Watch also, too, so I definitely want to get you on there. But for you being in the game, for, you know, as long as you have been in, what are things that you have seen in the business that is good and bad, and what can you tell artists, you know, that, you know, don't know where to get their music, put in that work. What can you tell these artists, man, that's out here just basically not really supporting the ones that's really supporting them and pushing them, but you basically just shake your hands with those who are possibly in manipulation?
Man, that is a great question. I'm glad you asked it. In my opinion, I look at it like this. You know, a lot of times people never really understand your wave until they actually see everybody a part of the wave. You know, and in the beginning, it can get to you a little bit. It can make you feel like, damn, well, don't nobody support me. But you got to keep pushing through it, because at the end of the day, you know, everybody ain't going to have the same vision you got. So I always tell people that's making music, and that, hey, this game in particular, I just shook hands with, you know, some big people that, you know, that got to know a few folks and then got some game from them all. And, you know, that I'll tell you, hey, fuck trying to get with somebody else. Build your brand up, make your shit hot. You know what I'm saying? So And it's not gonna come. And it's not gonna come in a situation where where everybody gonna understand it in the beginning. You know, you gonna have people that's gonna fall off to the side. You know, you might haul off and you might lose a manager. You might lose a couple people in the midst of the process. But when you look at that love and you focus on that love and you see what it's really, see how many people really fuck with you because of what you're doing, that gives you that motivation, or at least it should, to keep going and say, you know what, I can be one of them one day. And then it's just about learning the game, the music business. See, a lot of people just know music, but they don't know music business. And that's what we got to start showing to these young rappers and young artists today. You know what I'm saying? You could be a Birdman. You could be a Jay-Z. You could be a 50 Cent.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people tell these rappers all the time that, you know, man, you can get this and you can do this. All you got to do is rap. Yeah, you telling them that, but break down a process for them. Show them how to do it. And a lot of these rappers don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So when people start learning about LLCs and business license and trademarks and, you know, things of that nature, it's just the more deeper in the game you get, the more you start to learn. So like I say, you know, to answer your question, I went into a little ramble, but like I say, I tell
you. That's true.
I tell the young artists, you know, hey, keep going nonstop. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you all you got, if you're the artist, you're the person with the dream more than the people that support you. The people supporting you, they support you because they believe in you, but not too many of them don't still ride at the end of the day. And you got to understand your difference between your half supporters and your real supporters. You know, your day one supporters, them the ones that, you know, they may buy you music. You know what I'm saying? They may come to your shows. You know, they may buy you merch and, you know, do all those things. Then you got your half-ass supporters who, you know, they may ask about some shit. You know what I'm saying? They may hear a song here and there, but they're not in tune with you enough to a point where they really know everything that's going on. So when they start seeing that wave get bigger and bigger and bigger, they going to start to adapt and be like, damn, this nigga really doing it, you know? So it's just about the process of keep going. Again, as you keep going, keep learning the game, you got time, you know what I'm saying? Because the way the hip-hop game is today, man, anybody could become famous. We might haul off and have somebody out here that's 45 years old and be a poppy artist just off the clap, just off a good hit song. It can happen.
That's real.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Island Boys.
I'm telling you, it can happen. Perfect example. You feel me?
Perfect example.
Perfect example. So it's just all about, you know, progressing. Keep going, you know.
Right.
Because if a wack-ass rapper can make it, please believe you can make it. Especially with talent. Because
that's real.
A lot of people out here, they, you know, the game is missing a lot of talent. It's a lot of people that want to be gangsters.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
yeah.
That's true.
I see that,
that's
too.
That's true. Now,
I see that too,
now,
he hitting on a lot. He's touching on a lot.
He's touching on a lot because, you know, there are artists that have came our way, mine the mister's way, over the years. And, you know, we have basically given them the knowledge. You know, I started, I'm a comedian, but, you know, it's the same way with comedy. But I learned this entertainment business by going into the music business. I treat
what?
This business just like, you know, you're basically a salesman. You know, you're trying to basically go up into the ladder and learn the business. And, you know, I teach people how to manifest their own goals because, you know, a lot of people ain't loyal. You know, a lot of people ain't loyal. You know, you got a lot of people that say they can do things for you, and then they turn around and don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you got your day one here who's been supporting your dream and telling you what you need to do by pushing you, by supporting you, being that confidant. You got artists basically because they get starstruck when they meet a superstar and go on tour with their people and stuff too. They get starstruck and get big-headed. What do you have to tell these artists that basically go on, because you see it, I see it, the Mist sees it, you know, they're more concerned about working with, though, a major label than basically just basically manifesting their for themselves?
I'll say that in that situation, speaking from a person who first at one point wanted to be, you know, it's nothing wrong with getting a major label behind you. But if you're major, but that major label, you need to be able to trust them. You need to be, you better know the business will. You better know if you're getting fucked. You better know all of it.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
But even in, yeah, I got you, OG, for sure. Hey, look, but even in the midst of you having that idea of wanting to be signed, somewhere along the line, you got to think, how did Birdman start up Cash Money? How did Jay-Z start up Rockefeller? How did Gotti start up CMG? How did Dolph start up Paper Route? How did, you know, as you look at artists, you start to, when you look at the artist and you see the OG of that artist being one of them folks that's in the game and they'd have been around for a while, that should open your brain and be like, man, okay, I could be that dude. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get in the rap game, if you pay attention to every rapper, they find somebody when they get to a certain level in the game because they didn't put in enough work to a point where it's like, okay, now I didn't solidify myself. Let me bring somebody else to be my protege. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I say if you're going to be that guy's protege, Jay, it ain't no different from the street. If a dude out here, he goddamn see you doing your thing, and he know that you can get that shit, that you can get that work off with no problem, and he take you on his wing, make sure that he not using you as a asset and not collateral and not damage to a point where he's just using you the money, and then once he get enough out of you, he gonna fuck you over, you know?
Yeah.
So
your value go down once you get enough off of you. I see.
Right. And I feel like this game right now in this industry of this year, this is the year of knowledge. This is the year of business. This is the year of ownership.
Yes.
You know, if you look at everybody in the game right now, everybody owns something. Whether it's their own record label, whether it's their own merch, whether it's their own logo, just to have your own brand, you already halfway in the game. All you got to do is go put the work in and get the promotion behind your shit, and boom, now you done got the big promotion and everybody seeing you for who you is. Now the ball in your court. How you want to do this? How much you want to charge for this feature? How much you want to charge to talk to an interviewer? How much you want to charge to? You know, it's just eventually you start to build your own formula of shit to a point where you look at it like, damn, I don't even need you record labels to do nothing for me. I don't need you to book a show for me. These motherfuckers calling me. I don't need you to book no music for me. These rappers fuck with me. You know what I'm saying?
You keep it at 200K for him, man. You keep it at too real for him right now, man. Y'all better mention, man. It's a real game right now.
I'm telling you, it's just all about sitting back and observing. If you're a street nigga and you can sit back and watch and observe niggas and know who good for you and who not, you can run a business and see who good for business and who ain't. If you a goddamn, just because you're broke doesn't mean that now, and especially in this generation, because people getting rich off just pressing buttons on the phone.
Exactly.
Yeah, they getting rich off of pressing buttons on the phone. So, even if you're not a millionaire, get your money up. Run your money up. Put your money into your promotion. Put your money into your business. Invest it and flip it. You know, get out there and shake hands. You know, all that good shit. And then, you know, everything is going to come the way you need it to, because you never know who knows what and who knows who. And who be around what.
That's real.
So eventually you just meeting and shaking hands and building a relationship, and then eventually this nigga that you done met, who just see that you a real nigga, he like, hey, I know somebody in the industry that can get you where you need to be. Let me call that man on the phone real quick. Boom. Now you done got a blessing just from being a real nigga. You feel me? So
like that.
It's just all about being, it's just all about being knowledgeable, no, watching for snakes. When they say that the rap game is like the street game, that's real shit. Only difference
it's
is
real.
That you're dealing with motherfuckers. You're dealing with motherfuckers who got papers, and they wear business
yes.
and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only difference.
Right. Right.
That's
so
the difference, and you know, and you know, you speaking that truth because we and Soldier, you know, we tell people, you know, anybody can say they're such and such, but you gotta do your research
yeah.
on motherfuckers because you know everybody ain't loyal and
there
everybody
is.
Ain't telling the truth. You gotta do your research on people.
I've ran into quite a few blocks in the industry just from trusting certain people. So, you know,
man,
it,
I
get
you.
Know,
I was just about to say, I was about to ask you that too, though, man. I was about to ask you, you know what I mean? You ain't got to say no names or nothing. If you don't want to, you don't fit. But if you do, hey, shit,
yeah,
go ahead. Ain't nobody going to stop you.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah, but
nah,
speak on the man for
me.
I already know.
Yeah,
I feel you. I feel you. But go ahead, man. Tell us about some of the names.
You know, I remember once upon a time there were certain people, certain managers. You know, I done had people that may have had been trying to get their personal labels and shit going to a point where
okay.
they look at me like I'm a like they see I'm making moves and I'm probably about to, and I'm bubbling and I'm about to get ready to start doing shit. So they feel like, oh, I can get you in contact with this person and that person and that person. And then, you know, they start talking
mm-hmm.
the business, but the business never
yep.
start happening. And it don't be because
yep.
you're not talented. It's because that person that you're dealing with is a snake or they greedy. So they feel like they got to accumulate everything they can. When you the talent, most of it, and then furthermore, because I know this for a fact with people that I know in the industry, when a person want to find you, when a person want to make you a part of their brand, you don't pay for certain things that they try to
no.
make you, that
charge
think you pay for. You don't
Come
pay for
on.
You don't pay for your flight to get nowhere. You don't play. You don't pay
Come
for.
On.
You don't have to pay for a slot to get in the show. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You get paid for your presence. Because of who you are.
Exactly.
You do what I'm saying? So it's just at the end
mm-hmm.
of the day, you know, the more deep, like I said, man, the more deeper you get in the game is free. All you got to
yeah.
do is look at it.
There
it's
it
right
is.
There in your face.
Well,
and then, you know,
yeah.
as much controversy as we watch, you know, if you're a real hip-hop head or a rap or a real rapper and you look at your audience that you've seen and all that good shit, I'm pretty sure you've seen the controversy with their label. So I'm
yeah.
pretty sure you see
modeling
with the right. You so these folks can
see labels.
The pro, yeah. Look, they know the pros and cons of what could come with getting signed if you sign to a person. It ain't too
right.
many people
mm-hmm.
in this industry. It ain't too many folks in this industry who done had a close bond as far as the record label business and never broke up. I can't think of too many of them.
Nope. Look, I mean, look at the situation now with Dame Dash and Jay-Z. And then you look at Mason Puffy. Mason
right.
Puffy. You know,
right now,
people have to understand, you know, and now Snoop into buying Death Row, and I'm pretty sure that rappers are still owed money from Suge Knight and everything else, too. People have to
hey,
understand
you know
what? That,
what,
you know,
what,
you,
not,
what
he
you,
was saying,
you know,
what Nano Trigger Trey was saying, and what you touching on, too, what you just said about Snoop and Snoop buying Death Row, man, come on, man. If that ain't, and others, I'm not saying nobody else doing this. I'm just saying because you mentioned that name. What he did with that move of getting Death Row, that should, you know, that's something that we all can learn from. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Because, I mean, you know, people, what folks don't understand is, for one, you know, we all have heard the stories on, you know, Snoop and, you know, his history with Death Row, good and bad.
Right.
But one thing I can say is, you know, according to, you know, certain people that were, that was around, Snoop been wanting to run Death Row since he been there. And,
yes, sir.
You know,
I don't
know about too many other rappers and, you know, with being on a label, but even if you can't get your own label, do you know how good it feels for you to be able to run a label that you was once on that really sparked
exactly.
you to be who you are?
Yeah,
that's big. You feel me?
And
you know, I hate to
yeah.
see, you know, free shoes. RP to, you know, dude.
Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? You know, salute to him, you know, because, I mean, that's fucked up
yeah.
the situation and how things went. But, you know, I can honestly say, you know, I see a genuine heart with him, at least today, when it comes to where his head is as far as trying to run Death Row. But
Death
I
Row.
Can't say what they going to do. You know what I'm saying? Because we are, hey. It's so many rappers that Snoop put in the game
Man.
From the world
yeah.
that literally, if he did run Death Row at a certain time, you got, like, think about how many folks would have been signed there. You got motherfuckers like Blueface.
Exactly.
You got Rowdy Rick. You got, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying, folks like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Snoop would have, Death Row
yeah.
would have been something crazy.
Crazy.
But
crazy.
That,
probably would have been the
yeah.
number one of the top, if not the top record label out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He would have, if back then, if what we're seeing now would have happened then, he'd been one of them. He'd been one of them.
Right.
And,
you
know,
okay,
and,
I mean,
that's the thing that I try to tell, you know, artists, whereas rappers or R&B or anything, just pretty much even comics, we're all artists. Learn the business.
Right.
Just not by what
right.
you're doing. Learn the business from those who paved the way. Don't read what you see
right.
on television. That's a thing called Google.
That we also
read
it, man. That's what it is, man. Because he said, and now one on Trick or Treat, he spoke on observing. And I be telling people too, like, man, before we even threw events in clubs and venues and stuff like that, man, I was a security in the club. But being a security, you get to know the layouts. You get to know, okay, what the bartender's doing, what the promoter should be doing, what the DJ doing. You get to know all of this, so you get to watch, okay, the people like to
right.
do this and this. You hearing things, you observing all this. So what better way to take all that information and apply it being providing entertainment that you're hearing people from, you know, out here in the public and all these things, talking all this, you observing and watching everything. Put that shit together, like he said, apply that, man, observe and watch, and you're going to learn from some people that know more than you, but observe and watch, man, and you can learn a lot of shit by just paying the fucking attention.
Right.
See it,
and, you know, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Touch it,
you know.
Obtain it.
Right, and you know, don't get it twisted. You're going to go through mistakes. You're going to go through the bumps and the bruises of it because, comes with this shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, when you really passionate about what you want to do, you just going to learn from your mistakes and keep going. That's just what it
right.
is, you know. So when it comes to the game, like I say, you know, this game ain't no people just see the glitz and the glamour, see the person on the, y'all just see the videos and the interviews and see the titles of the news or whatever they saying on YouTube or something. But you got to know
mm-hmm.
what's going on behind the camera. You got to know
you
behind
really
this
do.
Shit.
You really do, because when them cameras go off and them lights go off, we don't see what happens until it's brought to the light. You know what they say, what's done in the dark will come to the light. And one thing that I do, one thing that I do really understand, and the soldier will tell you, you know, I've seen all of this, and basically see it, touch it, obtain it. You know, I watched BMF like crazy, and, you know, if Meech and the rest of the family not gotten caught, you know, they were a big influence in the, you know, music game that helped Fampy. That helped Jeezy and everything else too. BMF.
I'm gonna say this.
Salute to the mafia, man.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll say this. I'm gonna let you go.
BMF
like a lot of people don't know, there's certain things about the hip hop that, that people don't really understand. BMF had nothing. Meek's not been in jail or anything like that, be in prison and stuff too, because he, BMF is getting bigger now. It's just not because of, you know, what they did in the past. It's because of what 50 has brought to the light with the TV series and everything else too, and Lil Meech.
Right.
BMF would have been a fucking giant. They probably would have shut this whole game down because of what they knew from the drug game, and they applied it to the entertainment lane. That's what people need to understand, especially if you are a street nigga and you're doing something like music and everything like that too. You can get away from the drug game. The drug game teaches you a lot of things, because the drug game and the entertainment game, it's all business at the same damn day. The only difference is you can go into the rap game and be legit. The drug game has too many corners to where if you take one wrong move, you're done. I try to tell these young artists too that want to talk about the gunplay and da 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 da. All that shit is all kids and cowboys and Indian shit. You really want to make some fucking money, learn the fucking business the right way.
Gotta be versatile. Gotta be versatile. Go ahead. You got it.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. When you look at certain artists and certain rappers, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that they all have been smart 100% coming in the game, but they've had some type of sense. You look at a nigga like Waka Flocka, you know, smart individual. People may think he's dumb based off of his music. You think that he's all about blood, soup, woo, and you know what I'm saying? And you know, that may be what he's from, but the man got a degree. Man go to school, you know what I'm saying? He done things to, you know, solidify himself mentally to a point where he's set for life. You know what I'm saying? You look at a nigga like Kevin Gates. You look at, folks may think that the homie might be dumb. Young boy, they may think he's stupid. No. That man is smart. That young nigga smart. That boy, I'm telling you, man, Lil Wayne, you know, look at your rappers that we all influenced by, that Tupac. It's nothing wrong
Tupac
with being
smart. Tupac was an intellect.
Well,
everything that you listen, when you listen to Pac in his interviews, you can hear it in the music. Because everything he said in those interviews, whether it's TV or in print, he put it in the music and it came to the light. They told stories. Back then when you can listen to I love rap music. But you know, I'm old head. When you listen to rap, it was telling a story. It was telling a story how everything is. And you know, N.W.A. brought it to light. Ice Cube brought it to light. Put in the pad and put it to light and telling people what's going on in South Central L.A. You know, that basically N.W.A. pretty much spawned movies like Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, just because it told the stories. It told those stories about how everything is going on in the inner city, especially in South Central Los Angeles. But when you got someone that is an intellect like Tupac, whose family was in the Black Panther, so he's seen a lot of shit growing up, and he put everything, went through all of that and put it into his music. And you sit back and you think about it now that he's been dead for over 20 plus years, you sit back and you think about it, and you're like, man, he had a very positive impact into our culture. It's just that we weren't so more focused on what he was saying outside of the music. We were so focused on the music. We didn't understand that there's a backstory.
What we're saying.
And, you know, and with your music, 901 Trigger Trey, when I listen to Demons, and you told everybody about the video and everything else too, and what you did, and the video's coming out soon, you're telling a backstory with your music. That's where I try to tell, you know, these artists, when you go in that booth and you write down, you write your 16 bars, you write your song out, make sure you have a backstory that tells the story. Make the two line up. Make it make sense.
Why everybody tuned in right now, man. 901 Trick or Treat, man. Drop your contact information, man. Your social media sites, man. Cause I know you be on TikTok too, man. Drop it for man. Your info so they can check you out.
Yeah, the IG is on Big Trigger 901. The second one is Lil G 901, and my Facebook Trigger Trey. I think Robert, you got my Facebook, so you know you can post that out.
Yeah.
So yeah.
All right, I got you on that. And, man, we're going to make sure we post that YouTube link for him as well, man, so y'all can check in with him, man. He be dropping content, man. Hey, y'all go, man, really do that, man. A lot of people, man, be saying and shit. Nah, y'all go really plug in, go really take him out, man. He doing some things, man. I'll be watching some of your TikTok videos and shit too, man. And I was going to ask you, man. I know I think we talked about this before, though, when we came on. But have you looked into, like, man, getting into like acting and movies and shit?
Man, to be honest with you, yeah. You know, I used to do a little background acting back in the day, but
honestly,
you know, not to mention I done wrote my own script before, you know. So it's no different
okay.
than you pay attention to a lot of my videos and stuff like that. You know, it got a lot of it's kind of come out from some street acting. You get to see my little acting ways in them too. So it can happen. You know what I'm saying? But it's
there
just
it
one
is.
Of those things where I'm looking at it like, you know, I don't want folks to really, you know, to not forget that, you know, hey, he a musician, he an artist, but hey, y'all can throw me a good ass script, man. I'm gonna give you what you need.
Say you can throw me the ball, I'm gonna run with it. I dig it, man. Yeah, that's what I want to say, because a lot of people, you know, you can tell when they do the TikTok videos and stuff, man. But yours, you know what I mean, what you said about, you know, the acting side, that's good. I think that's a good thing, you know, for any artist to show too, because I know Petty said y'all was kind of speaking on it, man. You kind of want. Because the ultimate goal is to get what, mass awareness, you know what I mean, the most followers, most streams that you can, views, you know, all this stuff, man, makes it put good business and success. So doing that, you're going to have to target whoever your demographics is. That's what I got to say too, man. It depends on your demographics. Now, if your demographics ain't people who out here skateboarding or, let me say, out there, you know, doing paintballs or driving NASCARs or skiing and sledding and shit, you know what I mean? But you want them, you dig, then you're going to have to incorporate some of the things that, you know what I mean, can touch them or can reach them to where they can feel a connection to your music. But if your demographics is what's doing it for you, then you got to, you know, that's what you got to push for is your demographics. And that's why it's big to observe, pay attention, learn, and not only Trigger Trey was saying this, you know, when you dive deep into this shit, you'll learn about your demographics and these type of things with a whole other shit you got to learn too. But when you get an idea of your demographics, that can help you push whatever it is that you're doing, because you know now, okay, maybe this age range is feeling this. Maybe it's more women that's feeling this, more men that's feeling this. So you know how to push your product. What y'all think about that on the demographics?
You got to know your demographic at all times. You got to know with the Petty Ruffy project with me. I got to know what to play and what not to play. How it is basically based off of my mood or basically off of someone else's mood. So I always listen to the people. And I try to find different ways that you can reach that demographic. You know, the Petty Murphy Project has hit multiple demographics that you would never got in the 2 years that this podcast has been available. Which, by the way, 901 Trigger Trey, send me your music to the Petty Murphy Project at gmail.com alongside the audio drop. I got you.
Most deal.
I'll make sure I see
it. To add on to what you were saying, you know, when it comes to demographics, as far as, you know, knowing what to drop and what, man, I'm going to tell you, it's a process. It's a crazy process, because, you know, when you think about that body of work, you got to think about what it, that, like, okay, I'll break it down like this. You're thinking about making an album. You and say you just got a whole bunch of songs recorded, all day, ready to go. When you record that album, first of all, what's the title of your album? But then when you listen to the title of the album, your tracks need to fit the feeling of that album. So when you listen, when you go back to your playlist, or your songs, your catalog, if you will, and you see what you got, you like, oh shit, okay, this may be track one, this may be track two, okay, I might add an intro on it, you know what I'm saying? But the trick to it is, it also is about the timing of when you drop it. Because when you got, you know, summertime, let's keep it real, everybody's
you got the quarters,
you know, smoking, chilling.
Right.
How was that? What would you say?
Yeah.
No. I said, you're right. I agree with you.
Soldiers,
you know,
soldiers, then,
you know,
soldiers, that's the same way when we do, when we promote these shows.
Yeah.
Because he was
going into it, man, and that was some good stuff
there,
because a lot of people need
to
hear that.
I'll go deeper. You know, and not to mention, you know, in the words of your boy Pop, he told Biggie, hey, if you want to make music for the women. Because women,
mm-hmm.
they kind of your direction consumer, especially in this generation when it comes to music. Most women may go on iTunes and go on, Spotify and things of that nature to get music because women just like the online shop, you know? So if you give a woman something to groove to, you know what I'm saying, and she liking what she hear, then, you know, who knows? She might be playing that around her boyfriend one day. And then a boyfriend listens to you. And it's like, oh, shit, this nigga hot. You know what I'm saying? Then, he may kick it around his homeboys, and they done heard you. You know what I'm saying? So it just really it's like a domino effect. And a lot of times, but, you know, a lot of times it just depends on that timing of when you do it because you may drop something in the summertime that got a winter feeling, and it may not go right. It may not feel the way you need it to. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, in the wintertime, you know, most people, they booed up or they some lovey-dovey shit going on. A lot of people ain't really. I say that the wintertime and the fall time is more of that emotional moment. That's an emotional time when people snuggled up and, you know, the lovey shit. So a lot of times you may come out with your real shit, and you're going to come out with, you know, if you're a rapper, you might come out with your R&B song, you know what I'm saying, and blend the real shit with the,
what you're saying is put some thought into when you drop in certain songs to correlate with how the receiver is feeling and what they into at that moment.
You hit it right on the head. You really hit it right on the head with the nail. With the helmet. Like,
man,
but
come on, man.
It's about really knowing what these people feel. Because I learned that just based off of peeping out people as far as, you know, the men and the women and what they like and what the men like. What the women like and what the men like. You know, your men ain't going to listen to too much soft shit. They ain't going to listen to, you know, I give my catalog. It ain't too many men that's going to listen to Throw It Back, Ratchet But Classy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a woman song. But,
hey, let's Throw It Back go in, too, man. Let's Throw It Back go in. That's just ladies, too.
Say that, you know what I'm saying? But because of the fact that it's a female song, a dude gonna listen to it, and he gonna be like, you know what, I got this around my bitch or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that may be a song that listens to it versus when a guy listens to PSA DOA or Survivor's Guilt, you know what I'm saying? It sounds
right.
You know what I'm saying? They can feel it as a man, so it's like, you know, okay, I can rock with this right here type shit. So it's just really about listening to the emotions of what people like, you know, because women, even your women, you know, you got your women that like trap music and all, they good too, but at the same time, though, you know, most women, they're emotional. So you ain't going to get too many women that, you know, like that gangster shit all the time, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you even, you know, Ice T said it before, man, even a gangster sometimes got to soften it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Right, and that's real. That's real, too, man. And, you know, I'm glad y'all speaking on that, man, because that's all come down to versatility, paying attention, observing, you know what I mean, and just paying attention to what you really doing and applying all, everything that Petty Murphy said and 901 Trigger Trey said, man. They really wrapped all of it in together for y'all, man, and everything they said is hitting on what they talking about. And if you do that, man, that can work for you, but it just is going to determine on you. You, is you going to do it? Is you going to pay attention? Is you going to put the energy or whatever it is you going to get up and make the product, or is you going to stay up all night? Whatever it is that you do, right, that's going to determine that, man. But you're going to have to take all that shit in, or you're going to have to pay somebody else to do it or sign somebody else to do it and then probably end up getting, you know, cheated. You know what I mean? They end up getting beat because you don't understand or you don't know.
Right.
Yeah, man. You might end up selling away. You might be signing away your. You might be signing away your rights and not really know.
Right.
So you gave away your rights to the music and that song, then just that album. Let's say that album did more than you can even think about it and done. Right. But you find out later, shit, you didn't sign the damn rights over. So you get the small, you get that probably either that one-time fee, you get that small in. But you done made a whole lot of people rich all just because you didn't understand, or you didn't have somebody that maybe know, that do understand, that, you know, you could reach out to, or you took the time to learn, whatever it is. Man, you got to do them type of things because it's business. And if you sign your name to some shit, it ain't like you can say, oh, my bad, let me erase that.
You everything in the game is business, from the studio time to the micro to buying your beat,
come on,
to going to shows,
come on,
to getting your songs played, it's all business. So at the end of
all
the day,
business.
It's just about having your, it's about, you know, having yours, you know, having your business together, you know. Common sense, you know, if you really in the game and you really want to know how to do this shit, you know, common sense will tell you, hey, if I want to own something, what do I got to do? What is the process that I got to go through to own this? And I can say, this is mine, and can't nobody get none of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Certain people don't have the thought process to do that. They don't have the thought process to be like, you know, they just want to get somebody else to do the game for them. And
right, yep.
A lot
that's
of times,
true.
You know, and
you see
a lot
of
times,
that.
Yeah, you see a lot of that. You
way
know, that's
too
why
much.
That's why a lot of rappers end up getting fucked in the game, because you didn't think to be smart about what you had going on. You know what I'm saying? You just jumped in the game and was like, hey, my homie got me. My manager got me. You know what I'm saying? And if your manager don't know shit, you really
can't. And I'm glad you're speaking on it, because it's some greats in the game. It's some legends in the game, man, that they said this exact same stuff right here, man, that at first they didn't know. You know what I mean? And they signed contracts that put, you know, they come back and they was like, man, but they spoke on this for all of us to learn from that shit. You know what I mean?
I'm going to tell you. Jamaica, a girl that, you know what she was doing before? I ain't even gonna say, you know what she was doing before she met me?
Man, I think I had kept her. What she doing?
She was a manager. She was a manager at McKinney. You dig what I'm saying?
Manager,
but
right.
Big
shout out to her, too, man. Salute. Yeah, big shout out to her. Salute, man. Yeah,
but, when it comes to let's take away just being a music manager and let's look at the word manager. The main word, manage. You feel what I'm saying? When it comes to the whole, Your job is to manage the business. You know what I'm saying? Your job is to get the business wherever you need to go, as far as on a good note with everything that's going on. Whatever your brand is, whatever the business is, that's your job. So when it comes to that, so when it comes to her, she was already, that's what made me know I can trust her when it comes to being my manager, because you already have a history in managing. It's just that it's a different brand. We're doing music, you know what I'm saying? But you know how to solidify a business. You know how to copyright a business. You know how to trademark something if it needs to be trademarked and things of that nature. So when you, sometimes you just got to fall out smile, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, the replay number is getting ready to be crazy, because y'all kicking some real shit tonight, man, for real.
I'm telling you, it's real in the field. Sometimes, and you know, sometimes you just got to sit back and really think about your situation that you're in when you're trying to get shit done, you feel me? Because, you know,
that's real.
Sometimes everybody ain't going to be 100% on board mentally on how y'all going to play the game, but if everybody know a certain part that they can do very well on their end, then y'all will be able to float. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that everything is going to shoot straight to the top, but you'll be able to, you know, get in what you need to get in on your end.
So play your role.
That he touched on, Petty, if you, my bad, go ahead. I want to trigger tell you my fault.
No, you good. Go ahead. I'm with you.
I was gonna say too, man, and Petty, you know, we're hosting events. Check this out too, we're hosting events, and I can say this, man, to any like club promoters and really club owners. You dig, when you got the mind frame of I'm gonna open up this venue and I'm gonna allow rap shows, hip hop shows, country show, it don't matter, these type of artists or any of these things, I'm gonna offer entertainment, right? I'm gonna put some of them on some game, man, because I see some of them might not really understand what they got in hand, right? So what you supposed to do is, you ain't supposed to just do shit off the fly. You supposed to have, some people have itinerary, some people have a calendar, right? And you want to plan out what you got going on. Either if you open Monday through Monday, then Monday through Monday, from this week to next week to this week, you got that shit planned to where you got steady entertainment rolling, right? That's how you make your club and your venue popping. We see this all the time. We all go to clubs. We done been to clubs. We know the clubs that got a steady entertainment, or got a steady, they consistent with what they doing. Shit, that's where people be going, be popping up. But if you ain't got shit going on this day, and then you popped up and you got something going on this day, you know what I mean? That ain't how you really run a venue, especially when you're trying to provide entertainment. But you got to really be about that shit, and that means you got to sit down and learn. But when you put people in position, and he spoke on this, when you put people in that position that don't really know or don't have that knowledge of how to orchestrate that, how to facilitate that to where it turns into actual forward progression, then you stay stagnant. And I see certain clubs, man, especially in my hometown, like, it's certain things that you can do when you offer entertainment, when you got venues, but it has to be on a consistent basis. You can't pop up now. You got to have Monday. If you Monday through Sunday, or say Monday through Saturday. Saturday your last day. You off Sunday. You open it back Monday. Then Monday, if you got liquor, you selling drinks. You got your Monday specials. You got specials for every day of the week, right? That's that. You might have karaoke on Tuesdays. You might have something on Wednesdays or Thursdays. Fridays might be your big night where you bring in artists or something like that. Saturday is like, yo, boom, we finished the, you know, this is where we're going to make the most money on these two nights or whatever it is. We're going to bring in a car club, or we're going to bring in this. It's up to you to keep that shit rolling like that. You can't expect the people to just make your shit hot. You got to put some shit off in there that's going to make them want to come to your spot. And it can't just be for certain people because that's what you're going to attract. You want to get a little bit of everybody, man, that's going to be like, you know what? Hell yeah, they had the bikers up there. A lot of people love bikes, love cars, love these type mm-hmm. of things. Incorporate that into your venue. Have, reach out to some of the car clubs and be like, hey, man, I'll let y'all come in. I'll give y'all VIP. I might be able to let y'all get, you know, a bottle per table. Whatever you work out, hey, man, you think y'all can come up and post up to the club, man, and come kick it with us this night. I'll take care of y'all. Whatever you got to do is ways to do it. But you got to be the mm-hmm. one. You got to know that shit. You got to sit down and be willing to observe, watch, look, listen, and learn, man.
Perfect, man. It's the perfect way to explain. You know, it's just all about, even with it, just, you know, it's about networking, showing people, you know, hey, you know what I'm saying? When you got some shit going on, you know, at the end of the day, if somebody see what you're doing and they see that you're trying to get something done, and they respect what you're doing, they're going to help you get where you need to go. They're going to say where everything is and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got these rich-ass motherfuckers out here who going, you know, they're going to keep the game from you. You know, they're going to make it hard for you, but them be the ones that you got to just, man, fuck you. You obviously don't know what you're talking about, and if you do, you don't want to tell me. So, all right, I guess I don't know. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So, when you haul off and you got in the game and you meet certain people that really want to see you win, that right there is enough for you to keep going. Know that everything gonna be all right. You know what I'm saying? Know that at the end of the day, sometimes you gotta make your goals meet you halfway. You know what I'm saying? Like I said with the whole manager situation. You know, just think about how I said that. I made my goal closer to me by, instead of trying to pay a person that I would think I could trust because I'm paying them to do this shit, I went to somebody that I knew that was a close friend and got them to be my manager because they know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I made that goal a little bit closer. Right, so you know what I'm saying? I made that goal a little bit closer for myself so I can be able to knock out the next goal. Okay, so now I got the manager now. I got my music together now. All right, now I can start, you know, I know I got a couple of folks around me that rap a little bit themselves, so, oh, okay, boom. I'm going to grab my brother. I'm going to grab this person. I'm going to grab, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
And even if they're not a part of your team, just them being on your music and having a good voice and having good talent, there's just enough to bring attention to your music, you know. So it's just all about adding the sauce to the, you know, to the recipe, you know.
Straight up, I can dig it. Petty, what you feeling, man?
Everything you just said is 100% on the nail. I mean, you know, when we do these shows, it's a creative process that we do. We want everything to be done accordingly. Like Trigger Trey said, when you get in the studio, you're making an album, make sure it fits. Make sure it makes sense, everybody. That's the whole goal when you're in this business, especially in the lane that we're in. Make it make sense.
Right. And I'm going to tell you what the funny part about it, my boy. I ain't never dropped an album yet, but I already know this. You see what I'm saying? Never drop the album.
Yeah.
So everything that I do, all of these songs that I'm doing, these are singles. I'm just throwing y'all to show y'all, hey, now I don't want Trigger Trey, I'm hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm nice to the microphone. You know what I'm saying? But let y'all see that. Now boom, y'all finna be like, I'm pretty sure them questions don't come as in, hey, damn Trey, all right, we know you spitting, but where's the album? You know what I'm saying? Where the work is? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just building myself up to my goals and making goals for myself. And I say primary goals and all that good stuff because, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all know the difference between the two. So, you know, you make your temporary goals, then you turn around and then, you know, those temporary goals gonna bring you closer to that main goal you're trying to get. You know what I'm saying? And it's a process, but it's a good process because as much as, you know, when I do make it popping, I already know that that's one thing I'm going to love is the process of doing it. I love the process of being in the studio, shaking hands, networking. I mean, you know, I would rather do that than be in a damn warehouse all day. You know what I'm saying? So,
man,
you choose your destiny, straight up, and not to downplay the warehouse because I come from it. You know what I'm saying? I come from it.
Me too.
Yeah, you know, hey, if the shit
gets
too ugly, I might hop back in that bitch.
You hear me? Real quick. No hesitation. Right. Nigga gonna go get that bag.
Man, I'm telling you, so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, and that's another thing that folks got to understand about the game. Make your money everywhere you can make it. Don't depend 100% on the music money. Because, you know, even in the midst of you hearing about people getting signed and doing all these things of that nature, you also hear a lot of them say, hey, and like niggas just goddamn make, you know what I'm saying, man, I make more money off of this, that, and third than music. You know what I'm saying? It's certain people that say it because you got to think about, you know, what that person put around his music as far as the business standpoint. When you put merch behind your business, when you know what I'm saying, you may haul off and quit, you know what I'm saying, you may have a hair salon or something, or you may got a goddamn a barber shop or got a motherfucker who sell cars or something, even behind making music. Because whatever the hustle is, you putting it right back into the music. So you might haul off and go and do a show. I might go do a show in Oklahoma for this amount of money, then come back home and go goddamn hit the hustle like I goddamn usually do, like it's a regular day type shit. But it's not good because motherfuckers don't, you know, because at the end of the day, everybody gonna understand the hustle, but you do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna tell you that, to be honest with you, most of the time when it comes to artists, I love their humbling beginning when they plan start to work. When I start seeing motherfuckers making 10K off a show, 20K, 15, however the case may be, to a point where they ain't even got to go back and do certain shit no more. They making 5,000 off a show and, you know what I'm saying, everything's fine, that's better for them and shit. I love that part of the story, you know what I'm saying, because that's when I was hungry. So that's when the music is more
right,
and you really feel it, you know what I'm saying, so more raw, man.
I agree with you. You know what you were speaking on about the money, entertainment, if you think about it, man, because in boxing, the guy that's fighting Tate Davis, man, Ronnie Romero, he just came out and he even said that he a champion, right? Tank Davis is a champion. Tank, you know, he ranked up there at the top. But Roddy Romero came out and said, man, that shit, he basically ain't made no money off of boxing. You know what I mean? He said after all that you invest, as for right now, where he at right now, you know what I mean? He getting ready after this fight, whether he win or lose, his money going to go up, you know, because he's going to get that bag and then, you know, it's pay-per-view. But he said right now he a fucking champion, right? He a champion, and he did all them fights to be a champion. He didn't say it at this point. He basically ain't made no money off of boxing, but he know that once he do what he got to do, that money going to come. And I think that's exactly kind of what you were saying, because, nigga, he in there getting punched on and that, but he's fighting. And to know that he been invested so much money into it and ain't broke a profit on it yet, and he a champion, but he know, and he like, okay, I know, man, I just got to do this. I got to win in a couple more fights. Once I win a couple more fights, boom, then this sponsor's going to come, and then this going to roll, and then this going to pop. And then when that shit pop open for him, man, that money or that finances that they looking for whatever reason, that shit come in there because they don't stop. It ain't like they be like, man, I ain't going to box no more. Fuck that, man. They ain't going to pay me. Right. I ain't going to buy no more. Hell no. They figure out a way to do whatever, and then that purse grows bigger. But I think that was exactly kind of, you know what I mean? Just reminded me of what you were saying.
I mean, I got the perfect example for you, man. You look at Muhammad Ali. Look at all the shit he went through, man.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
You know, He fought, you know, he fought because, you know, he fought for certain things that, you know, he did for us as black people, but he boxed because he loved to box. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And not saying that he didn't want, not saying that he didn't want his bread, or that he wasn't aware of being of how folks was trying was screwing him over. Not to mention, hey, they stripped the man from his damn from his belt because he wouldn't fight in the
from his belt. Exactly.
You feel it?
Exactly.
So you know, when you look at the game like that, you know, sometimes. You know, and I ain't going to say sometimes, in any business, in anything you put yourself in, you're going to go through some shit. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it can either make you stronger or it'll turn you into a softie. And in this world, you can't afford to be there. You can't afford to be a bitch.
No, sure, okay. No, at all. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit, because when you haul off and, you know, you fall off on the rap shit, or if you fall off on whatever plan you got going on, everybody going to look past you like, oh, yeah, I remember him. That was so-and-so. You don't want to beat it. If you don't want to beat it, you got to get out of shit, man. Keep going. Because, I mean, taking L's ain't the worst thing in the world. You ain't got, because nobody out here is perfect, so... You go on high life, you may think that you may high life and come in a game and think your favorite rapper is gonna fuck with you. And when you get in the game, they treat you like shit. You know, it may hurt, but fuck them. Because at the end of the day, you in the game, man. You may look up to that guy, but at the same time, hey, man, that guy, you him that. You got his money now. You bossed up now.
Yep.
So, man, fuck that nigga. You may like his music.
Hey, man, a person talk
about it.
I agree with you. I'm going to say, man, a person told me one time, man, in this game, you know, even millionaires in this game sometimes make bad investments. You know what I mean? But that don't mean they stop pushing or they not millionaires to this day. Shit, they learn from that bad investment and they apply what not to do again and they fly, okay, well, that shit didn't work. It cost me this or whatever. And they find out a way to, you know, to move forward. But if you think about it like that, hell, he just said, you know, life is life for anybody. But sometimes people that even made it at the top, hell, sometimes they invest in shit that don't really pan out or whatever, and they learn, okay, I can't really invest my money in these type of businesses if they ain't got this or if they ain't got this type of following or whatever it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I feel you, man. That's some real shit.
And that's why, you know, when it comes to situations like that, you know, it's okay to not know, to not be aware of something. You know what I'm saying? But it's all about,
right.
You know, I break it down from a smaller standpoint. If you make money out selling dope and you run across a bad sack and you lose money, you gonna stop selling dope? This how you feed your family. This how you get what you need done. You feel what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. You ran across a bad sack this time. All right. Get your money back up. Go get with a different club. Go see who got
and
it.
And go get
back.
The real shit.
See?
Yep.
Exactly.
That's it.
It's just that simple. It ain't no reason to get discouraged, you know, when it comes to taking L's and shit like that, because we all been through situations where we thought we would never make it out of, and then God said that light on you or throw that one little spark in there that'll help you get to where you need to go, and boom, you straight. You know what I'm saying? So it's just at the end of the day, you know, when it comes to this industry, you know, you gotta, it's a cold game, but it's a fair game, because in this game, shit, in this world, ain't nobody out here looking, ain't nobody got no sympathy for you. You know, shit, no matter how talented you is, you can be, let me take that back. The only people that's going to have sympathy for you is the motherfuckers who believe in you. And the motherfuckers who believe in you, them the motherfuckers that you need, that you supposed to give that energy in. Because You never know what they got up their sleeve. Right. Well, you never know what they got up their sleeve that can actually help you get back to where you're going, where you're trying to go. And the whole time, you may be looking at this person as a fan. But this fan may have connections to certain people that you would have never even thought of. And them people that he connected to may be connected to somebody even more major than him. It's just like the dope game, you know?
Yeah.
Dope game, rap game, fire
time. That's real.
So, you know.
You already know. You already know.
But shit, man, let me go and get up out of here. I gotta go out here and
handle. All right, man. Hey, man, we appreciate you, man. 901 Trigger Trey, man. We appreciate you tuning in, checking in with us, man. You know, it's all love over here. We got you. I'm gonna plug in with you too, man, because I got some information for you.
Man, most definitely, man. I'm gonna be looking for you. I'm gonna be listening from afar, man. I appreciate y'all showing love. Y'all keep on showing love. Survivor's Guilt. The Survivor's Guilt, the video coming out real soon. So y'all just make sure y'all stay tuned in, man. Please believe. I appreciate Petty Murphy, man. Salute me, brother.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make that work, man. We're going to make that work. Next time, brother, man, keep it jerking out there.
Oh, man, you know, nonstop, man. We're going to keep it jerking nonstop, brother.
Stay like that, thank man. You, appreciate you. Salute.
Man, gone, big brother.
Yeah. All right. Man, that was 901 Trigger Trey, man. Big shots at Tooney, man. A real one, man. Y'all make sure y'all go check him out, man. Check his videos out, man. Go pull him up. Check his skits out, man. He was really getting it in, man, doing his thing. And Petty Murphy, that's just one of the good things about, like I said, what we do, man. And regardless of what people say, because sometimes we touch on certain things, you know, people don't like. But if you look at it, man, just with the platforms, man, being able to, you know, send people back and forth or introduce people to each other to where they can hit multiple platforms, that in itself alone, I believe, is real rare on this level. Now, when you get to the major level, you working with people who got certain systems and things like this. So they might got 10 different platforms that they rock with, and them 10 different platforms, every time they rock with an artist or they rock with a musician or they rock with a celebrity or whatever it is, these are the go-to ones that they gonna hit, right? They get jumped on and managers too. I'm gonna put you on some of the game. So you got them in that circle. So as soon as you working with artists, you like, okay, boom, I know I got these 10 different platforms that this person gonna hit. You just got to pay attention to certain things like that. Petty Murphy, what you think?
At all times, you know, the same way with the Petty Murphy project, I'm putting songs out and everything else, too. I got to say, all right, I got to hit a demographic, especially when it comes to the music, what am I putting out? So definitely all of that is key, everybody. And what we just witnessed tonight is collaboration. You know, I've been following 901 Trigger.
Right.
No, he's been playing, you know, on Chop Water Radio. I pay attention.
Yeah.
I pay attention a lot. That's why there's a lot of, you know, inquiries about what we're getting ready to do June 25th. But what y'all not understanding behind it is that I pay attention to everything that you do every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So I already know in the back of my mind if this going to fit or not. And by you basically just showing up, people showing up out of nowhere, out the woodwork, where we put this event out, but then you look back at everything else that we have put out, I put two and two together. Either you basically were just waiting for an opportunity to bullshit off, or you just been bullshit since day one. Yeah, that's the thing that we're looking at when it comes to this.
And see, my thing, too, to touch on that with you, because I agree with you, too, man. And the thing about it, man, is when people got to understand, everybody, we touched on this, you know, this whole chop session, man. That's why I call it the classic chop session, man. And it's heard all over the world, man. It's because we get into it, man. The chop sessions, you just never know, right? But people got to understand, too, man, on what you were saying. Well, I'm going to let you touch on it first, Petty. I'm going to let you touch on it, then I'll give mine, man. My fault. Go ahead.
where I'm touching that is that...
Because you're in the zone.
Where I'm touching that is it goes all the way back to Teddy Fitz. You've got to be about business. When someone like me, who's a brand influencer, promoter, and an ad, creates, you know it takes time. Mentally,
and people
got to
understand
emotional.
That. It don't matter if they a brand influencer or a brand ambassador in your world. You got, man, let's break it down for them. If you got a brand ambassador, you got to look at it like this. You look at, let's just be personal, okay? You look at Petty Murphy Project, Most Hated. You look at that. You look at Top on the Radio, Femo Nation, you know, Listen Flow. So you look at these type of things, right? We just going to be personal. You say, okay, well, man, you know, they go hard for the things that they do. You know what I mean? They go hard for their brands. However they do it, that's what they do. But they push their issue. Whatever the way they doing it, they doing it. They steady pushing and pushing that issue too, right? That's the same way you got to apply in this game, man, because it's so oversaturated with people just like us and just like you that's in it. Right, and when you think that you can chill back or whatever, hell, even myself, we all go through this, right? You is somebody else out there that's pushing harder, and go keep pushing harder. So when it comes to like these events and things that Petty Murphy talk about, man, and that I'm speaking on too, is just simple as this, man. The game has changed now. It's a lot of technology out here now. It's a lot of people that be on technology. They be on the internet. They be on TikTok. They be on the reels. They be on this. See, we figured we didn't have to really just break it down like that, but sometimes you have to. So, for instance, like a video drop. Why would you not want to do a video drop in the era where video promotion and these type of things or was hot? You know what I mean? And that lets you know that you're not either really doing your research, you're not really paying attention to what's really going on in the markets or what's really going on in the game, and or you just late. You don't want to take the time to do it. But if you are paying attention to this and you are paying attention to what's going on, a video drop or saying somebody, you going to an event, they ask you for a video drop, and you do that video drop, you know, shit, man, I'm going to do it real. Why I'm going to do a reel? Because I can also get my views up on that reel. I'm a hashtag, and that's a thing. Put hashtags in there. Use them hashtags, man. Bands Up Rick, shout out to my brother. Bands Up Rick did a reel, man. And, you know, being bro crazy, but bro did a reel and with the car, and he called it a cheetah. And to the car people, y'all know, man, the car people out there, car people just went crazy. How did he get it that real in front of people in the car world? Well, hashtags. When you use those hashtags, that will put that post in front of people that are likely that looks into the stuff that you hashtag. So if you put hashtag bakery, then people who look in the bakery and shit, it's going to start popping in their news feeds. It might pop when they slide through. It's going to kind of pop. But that's what the hashtags do. Or you can hit that hashtag, right? And when you hit that hashtag, boom, it's going to take you to a list of things that's under that hashtag, right? That's a way. I just put y'all on a little piece of juice when people be getting real and they be tapping into different markets. It's because you got to understand them hashtags, too. Y'all be seeing people post like me. I post, you might see me post. I might have whatever the limit is, 10 hashtags, whatever. And it be, you see, I tag radio host, you know what I mean, brand ambassador, brand influencer, clothing, this type of shit, medical cannabis, this whatever I'm dealing with, whatever that I do, it's a hashtag for it out there. right, on IG. You can do Insta Music, right, Insta Hip Hop, Insta Radio, just those right there, Insta whatever the hell Insta. And I guarantee you it's somebody on there, or it's a group of people on there, or it's a thousand of people on there, might be a million people on there that look at that. And what does that do on IG, right? When you start doing that, when you go to that hashtag, you'll see all them people that use them hashtags, right? And guess what? Your shit will be right there with everybody else's. So for people who then went clicked on that, that want to go see other videos or other promotion or other things that's dealing with the same shit, your picture right there in the middle or right there with all of it. That's what them hashtags do. So that's that right there. The We Outside events, I can say this. I'm humble, but it has already gained national attention. But, you know, we want a little bit more before we really just say that. But them hashtags, outside events. Man, do you know how many people do outside events around the world? You know what I mean? Like, everybody does something. And right, so they might be from Ireland. Big shout out to Ireland. They do certain shit outside, right? They on IG. They ain't worried about what we got going on, but they got that hashtag. The hashtag's been applied and been put out there. They might be thinking about doing outside grilling or whatever it is. Boom, they see that promotion. Hell, they not coming, but they done seen it. They're now they aware of it. They done read it or whatever it is. That's them hashtags, man. Just like what I was telling you about Fans Up Rick with the car. You feel me? Put it in front of the car, people, and what happened? Those numbers went freaking crazy, right? Numbers went up within days, and I mean hours, days, weeks. Now, numbers went, I'm talking about, man, that shit was crazy, man, crazy. To this day, it's still crazy. And, you know, a lot of people be thinking people lying. So bro even did a screenshot, man, of the numbers, you know what I mean, to show people. And I'm going to tell you, bro wasn't even on doing reels more than 2 days before that. You see what I'm saying? He wasn't even doing reels 2 days before that. But them hashtags, they work. Them hashtags work. I find out about so many different things that got to deal with podcasts. Big shout out to the Podfest, man, too, going down in Orlando, Florida, man. Hey, if you in certain things, man, see community, Podfest community, these type of things, it's all kind of updates and information that you can gain, too. And that's why I like when we touched on observing and learning and paying attention. And that's one thing that I love to do. See, what Facebook show you is what Facebook show you. People put what they want you to see on there, what they want you to read, what they want you to look at, right? Now, what the hell they doing, whatever that they don't, what they don't show you, you don't know what the hell they don't show you, right? So if you're not paying attention to studying your game, you can think this person's slow, they don't know what they're doing, oh, man, they don't really know how to run their business. That's what you think. But you don't know what this person is learning that they're not showing you, that they apply in certain ways in certain areas, because you can't see it because you don't know. I've said it several times. It's a couple of different social media sites out there. So if you're not on these other social media sites, how do you know these people ain't reaching people that you're not even reaching, because you don't even know about these sites? You don't even know where your placement can go. And if you don't know about it, then you don't know, you can't understand these people's demographics and why they move, how they move, and how they do what they do, right? It's more to it, man. And like I said, that's why I said you got to go hard with these events. The video drop, and I know because I had a cat. I ain't going to say we got into it. We just didn't come to an agreement. Well, we agreed to disagree. We did. I'm going to take that back, player, because you're probably listening. So I respect, we love, we you know, beef, no nut, we squashed it or whatever, but we talk like men. But the thing is this, just even watching industry shows, it's nothing wrong with an industry show, man, doing video drops and shit like that, man, going, saying, you know, I'm coming to ATL, baby, I'm going to be at woo, 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 y'all come in. Man, that's a part of the game, man. That's a part of the game. And if right now you feel like you can't do that, then it is what it is. But when it comes to what we're doing here, we want to see artists really promoting, really doing those things to show that salute, that respect to the city where they're going, and the people that's there, that's from there, that's going to show up, right? And one thing about people from either Muskogee or Oklahoma, And I had put this on the post. And the reason why I put that is because if you're from Muskogee or if you're from Oklahoma, first of all, for the culture that we build in, give a damn what everybody else got going on. All right. If you, Top on the Radio is right here in Muskogee, Oklahoma. If you are connected with us, then you got to come holler at us. You got to come check out in with us. Is it saying that you got to bow down to us? Hell no. It's about respect, right? It's about if it was artists in Kansas and Wichita, they know Petty Murphy. Petty Murphy's going to pretty sure, 9 times out of 10, Petty Murphy going to holler at me about them. And you know what I mean? Same thing, whatever it is, right? So that's what it is. It's just about respect, and that's one thing we didn't learn. If you don't have respect, it's a lot of chaos. People feel like they can do this and do that. So if you're from Muskogee, if you're from Oklahoma, hell yeah, I've been in this game. So I still don't know a lot. But one thing I do know is promo and advertisement, that shit really do work. It just depends on if you know what you're doing, how you're doing it, and what you're expecting to get out of it, right? So, man, walking through the streets of Muskogee or going and popping up where everybody be or where people be or at a restaurant, a grocery store, a convenience store. I put a video out there, a promo, when I was in the buddy store next door to where I be at. That shit is easy. It's no problem. But guess what? That shit brings attention. That shit brings awareness. That shit brings people who might just say, be like, oh, man, he got a great personality. She got a great personality. But you show that, hey, man, I'll get out here and move around and do whatever I need to do. No more just going off of you an artist and you make music. And, no, man, that game been done. Now the game is everybody got to do footwork. Everybody got to do footwork. For the longest, artists sat back and complained about promoters. Man, it's the promoter's job to promote. And look what that did for artists. Look what that statement did for artists. It made a lot of artists feel like they don't have to promote, so they never learned how to do promotion, marketing, or advertising, because they always said, hey, man, that's just the promoter's job. It's the promoter supposed to do that. Hell no, man. It's your business. It's your music. It's your music. It's your business. It's your performance. It's you showing up. You have to be the major force. Why did Mayweather switch and get Mayweather Promotions his own shit? Why? Because with his own shit and pushing his own shit, he gets the more beneficial outcome. So it ain't that you own the show. The promoter going to do what the promoter going to do. How you got to look at it is, what the hell is me and my team going to do, right? And that's why I've been pulled back on a lot of artist interviews, because it's just you. When you get to a stage where you be like, man, you know what? Part of the same old shit. That shit ain't really getting people what they really should be getting, right? And then you say, okay, well, let me do the research myself. So people think, oh, you ain't going on show last night. Oh, you didn't do this. You don't know how many times people research it, what they doing so they can prepare themselves. And the video drops. These things in this game, everybody's in competition. Top on the Radio got people that's in competition with us. Petty Murphy Project got people that's in competition with him. You can say you don't care about these people, right? But it's viewers and it's listeners and it's fans that say it's fucking otherwise. So you got to do your research to learn how to keep them, get them, attract them, and keep fucking growing, right? You can't do that shit, especially in the area with Muskogee. You cannot obtain national awareness by doing the same type of things, right? So you got to add in what motherfuckers is doing in the most popular cities in America or across the fucking globe, like the UK. You got to tap into what the hell they're doing. Some of the shit that they do is normal to them, so that they can pay attention, so that they can want to shed some light. How do you do that? You create that shit. From the knowledge you learn, from the things you didn't watch, the things you didn't observe, the people you didn't talk to, the time you sacrificed, the knowledge, like all of that shit, you put all that shit together, and what you do, you lay it out and you say, okay, you see certain things that you can do that can either help the situation or you can obtain what you after. And that national awareness, is what you want. The international awareness is what you want as well, no matter what business you in, especially if you're entertainment. Why? because Denzel Washington does not have fans just in the city he was born and raised in or in the United States of America. A broom company does not just sell brooms in your city, in your state, or in the United States of America. Goods go across seas, right? So think about that mindset. If goods is imported and exported, why the hell are you just pushing locally? But if that's what you got to do right now, that's what you got to do. You dig? But always remember in this game, shit, you want that business. Everything, especially things online. Why things online? So people all around different parts of the world can be able to order products. Different people in different states can order products. So you got to make yourself available for people in different places so you can even know what the hell your demographics is. Your demographics in Muskogee is not going to work for you to obtain a film director necessarily, say, in California. Right?
No, it's not.
So you got to see, all right, what is actors even doing? They rehearsals, what is they doing? What are, have you read some scripts? How you did these type? You got to look at this type of shit. This is the game you in, and everybody in it to win it. Right? Everybody in it to win it. However you do it, that's how you do it. All we saying is just research that shit. Observe, learn, and apply that shit. There's been a lot of game, man, real game that we can spit on this episode, man, and you can use it. It might work for you, and it might not work for you. A lot of things have been said on that. I know they work for me and a hell of a lot of other people. That might not work for you, though. You might have to do it totally different, and that's cool. But how you going to know you got to do it totally different if you ain't sitting down researching? I done seen so many people jump into getting venues, man, and not really have a clear plan on how to sustain the entertainment to keep that money flowing, right? And sometimes liquor sales is not going to be there. The bar ain't gonna, might not do what it do. You feel me? So that entertainment and that different things, you got to have that creative mind, all that type of shit going to play. And outside people are scared, man. People got to get out of the mindset that, oh, we can't do this with people from this place and this place. You can, but it's a certain way that you do it when you introduce them to your area. That way it's all respect, and it ain't a mindset of, oh, I can come steal from these people. I can come use these people. These people don't understand this. No, you bring them in a certain way to where it's respect for the people of the city, and everybody involved. It's a certain way you do that. But you learn that shit when you really sit down and pay attention and focus and you really about that type of shit. And you bring people in from different places. You're supposed to be able to bring them in and be real with the shit, but it's supposed to be respect, right? That's better for business. It's better for business. It's better for business. It's better for networking. It's a more enjoyable situation. You get more people in the city that will know that person, and that person know them, because they'll be able to have different situations with all different types of people, not just people who go to church all the time and shit like that. That's good. I ain't saying nothing about that. I love them to death. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, if that's the only people that they ever meet, how they going to meet some of the other most creative people that's in the city that got things going on too? And the reason why I've been saying what I'm saying about working with promoters here in the city is because I got certain game. I don't know all the game, but a hell of a lot of a game that I do got, if anybody from Muskogee was to listen and take any of it and apply that shit here, they would take, I ain't going to say take over the city because that make it seem like they're trying to block people out, but they would be one of the most popping clubs in the state of Oklahoma. Why? Because Muskogee's ready for it. We just keep the people that invest in it and stuff, ain't knocking nobody, but man, look into the people that got the proven track record to do that shit. It ain't necessarily got me. I ran entertainment for three different clubs in Wichita, Kansas. And Petty can tell you, Petty has two and multiple different clubs and venues. Shit been popping, you know. We do what we do. So it ain't necessarily got to be us and our teams, but research that shit. And sometimes the person that looks good ain't going to get the job done. Sometimes you need that person that you might be like, nah, that person ain't really looking like that. But then you see what they about, do they work, you do your due diligence, give them a shot, see what's happened. I remember hollering at a venue here in Muskogee you know what I mean, and showing them, putting all cards on the table, black people own, and I basically got pushed to the side, but that's just me. Somebody else might be able to take that opportunity and run with it. But for Muscogee, man, you need a consistent entertainment flow, and you don't need just Muscogee coming in out the door. You don't need just Oklahoma City and Tulsa coming in out the door, not just Tenaqua, Wagner. These, no, man, you need people from outside this motherfucker coming in, coming through here in the entertainment game, in this, not just no damn fucking superstars and this type of shit. You need people on these levels that's doing things. These people on these levels is hungry, and these are the people that's trying to work with people, the damn stupid superstars and shit. Man, they don't really rock with everybody in the city, and they don't provide any kind of connection or opportunity for anybody else outside of just the people they know. That does nothing for the growth of whatever the lane you is in your city to grow. We learn this by being in the game and learning from people that know more than us, that have done it, that have taught us different, that we didn't got the knowledge on, however we didn't obtain it. That's where we learn this shit from. We didn't just create this shit. This shit come with knowledge, just like you know how to do math, or you're supposed to know. You know why, because somebody taught you. You learn. People so prideful, you know, they run to certain religions, or they run to certain ways they're supposed to live or whatever, but you can see a lot of people be on blow up. They live double lives, and they say Gemini's are two-faced. Hell no, we real with it. We show you both sides of our ass. How more real can you get? Y'all hide jobs. We show both sides. I ain't saying everybody, but we show both sides of us. I show you everything of us. A lot of people show you one side, but then that other side pops out. They stand for certain things, but then they show you other things, right? Versus a person who show you that shit on both sides. I don't see how much really you can get, but we praise the people who show you one side in front of your face and another behind your back. All right, just crazy to me, but it is what it is, right? But you got to, but what I'm going to say, Will Muscogee, whoever doing what they doing, you know, I guess everybody doing a wonderful job. It's a lot of things that do go on. It's just, I'm going to say this, it's just a lot of things that I'm not involved with, or that I don't particularly go to, or I don't particularly do nothing. That don't mean it ain't nothing going on. It's a lot of things that do go on. But I know for every single person that I'm connected with that does not stay in Muscogee, Oklahoma, knows nothing about any of it, ever. And I'm not being that to be harsh or to be mean. I'm saying that to kind of really make a point, because I was in that stage too when I was in Kansas. You know what I mean? A lot of people in Kansas didn't know shit about me. So I can come off like that because that's I got to give it to you 100K. I got to give it to you raw. But if that's me, and that's what I'm telling y'all, right? And then for the people who really ain't rocking with us, or who don't really mix and mingle with us, I can say that for the ones that do, shit, our people know who they is, right? And when I say our people, man, I ain't got to say because, oh, I got 5,000 Facebook friends. Man, I put out some of the most top names of people in the game that are the music supervisors for PlayStation, for Euphoria, and another, you know, some of these big people. And these are the people that I get emails and shit from. These are the people that I sit down and they put me on, hey, Robert, this is, yeah, my real name. Hey, Robert, this is, man. Go check this link. And I don't say, man, but check this link. Whatever it is, right? But how do you get access to this shit if you don't read? How do you get access to this shit if you ain't searching for it? How do you get access to be a part of these groups and to talk to some of these people and find out some of this knowledge if you're not searching for it, if you leaving that up to somebody else? And I learned that a long time ago not to do that. And that's why I don't take blow up. I'm not going to let nobody in the game that's not, I'm not going to say I treat people different, but you're not going to make me go lower than what I've already, the knowledge that I've already obtained, right? No matter if you see it not working or not, it works for me and it works for everybody that I rock with and that I'm connected with. So it's bigger than that for me. With the events, what we've learned and that type of thing, is what we're going to show, man. We can bring people together, right? And we going to show how we bring people together. And it ain't about all that other bullshit, man. People say unity, and it's a million ways to show that. We ain't got to rock with everybody.
We ain't got to rock with 100 people that's doing something in Muskogee, right? But we got to spend thousands of thousands of people outside of here that do rock with us, that we do rock with, that's willing to come in, that's going to come in, that's going to have a good time, is going to go down. That shit's the different side of unity. And that's what people got to understand. Just because I might not say like you, that don't mean somebody else don't like you. Just because I might not rock with you, don't mean somebody else might not rock with you, right? You're going to push your issue, have you push your issue. And I'm just using me personally because that's how I do it, but I ain't saying nobody beefing with me or nothing. We ain't got no problems, no issues, but I'm just using me. It's all about, man, what you after. And the goal with Jerklahoma, man, in these events, is doing that right there, and you got to remember, it's on private property. So one thing should stand out to you. If you own the land, what's some of the things you can do with that land? If you rent the building, what can you do with the land? Right? Everybody pay attention to this and this. And there's been a lot of people saying this and saying that. But it's been good shit. You know what I mean? A lot of people say good shit, but I haven't heard whatever. But that's one of the things, too. Why keep renting out venues and buildings and we own the land? If we own the land, if we own the property, pretty much can build the damn building yourself and have the land, too. Right? So what also are we showing? It ain't that we just showing about partying, having a good time and performing. We're also trying to encourage people like, hey, okay, since nobody's really just putting this in this culture, the hip-hop and the rap culture's face, until they blow up and get big and now they own Wing Streets and McDonald's and shit like this. No. Shit, I ain't saying we got 100,000 acres. It don't matter if we only have one goddamn lot. It don't fucking matter. What matters is showing you that, hey, if you can do, you can own you a piece of property. And you can do things like this. You can do other things. You can put your food truck on it, have people pull up to you. Whatever the hell you want to do, it doesn't matter. But look at that versus. A lot of people been talking about it because we outside of where we're going. Hell, we ain't going, we going on land that's owned, and I'm going to say this for the black folks in Muskogee, that's owned by a black family that's the only second owner of that piece of property that's been in Muskogee ever. The first person, people that owned that land was Native Americans. The second people was our family, and it's been in our family ever since then, right? So that's that point, you know what I mean? Second point. Why go rent? And we're going to touch some venues. We're going to touch some venues to show support and you know, not saying help, but to bring some of our people and do some of our things in their venues. So, you know what I mean? We can spread that shit around, too. But for the land thing, the first idea has always been, man, to encourage our people, man, to get into land ownership, right? I've made a lot of venues money. We've made a lot of venues money. They've made more money than we made. They didn't even own the property that they was on, so who made the most money? We've learned this in the game. We seen major people turn around and buy clubs. You never hear them buy them by the land, but they buy the club. But you do hear about other people who buy the land then. Shit, it's land that you can buy now. It's land that you can afford to buy now. You just got to do your research and see the prices. And in certain areas, land is cheap. Certain areas is not that bad to where you'd be like, man, I ain't got $100,000. Player, you might be able to get you some land for $10,000 in a couple of different spots, a couple of different lots or whatever acres, however you want to get it. You might be able to find you a deal for that. And if you in these lanes, why would I go to a park? Why would I go to a park? Why go to a park? If you a family member, somebody that owns land, got land, why would you go to a park to do an event? Why would you show? I mean, yeah, that's good and all. But what would you really be showing? We want something different. And I ain't knocking nobody. I'm just saying, I see the game and I posted this. You got to see life in a different reality. I've came to terms that I don't see life in the reality of a lot of people. I don't know if it's because of my gift and everybody got their own gifts and their own, you know, blessings. And I believe mine is. I just see things different than a lot of people leave. And I come to accept that shit. But that's it.
I don't want what I've already been seeing. I don't want that. I don't want that from the artist. I don't want that from the CEO. I don't want that from the vibe. We know better. We got to do better. We didn't learn too much. We got to apply what we learned, and we can tell them all goddamn day long. But these are the ways that we show them, by doing these things and setting them up and doing them how we doing them. Hey, they ain't got to rock with it, but they going to see how we do what we do. And regardless of whatever, man, it's a lot of people that's going to rock with it. It's people right now, man, that's gearing up to come. Like, man, people from states and states over, man, ready to come to Jerklahoma, man. You feel me? And it's sad, though. It's sad, though. It's going to pick up, but Jerklahoma, man, right here in Muskogee. You dig? And I told everybody, man, we asked to all of us that got hands in. Petty Murphy that's coming down for June 25th, TTD, with Tone G, the Midwest Shakedown, everybody, man, that's involved with that right there. And that's what we showing. You can do that same shit that we do in venues and shit. If you own your own land, you can still bring everybody that you bring in the club, everybody that you rock with, and help make somebody else rich and help make they property rich and they club famous. You can do that shit on your own land. You did. If you want to do it in the building, buy you the damn land, build you a fucking event center on the land. Everybody got dope money. Everybody got big money, right? Buy the damn land. Build a big-ass event center. Boom. Now all your people got somewhere where they can go, host their events that's big enough for whatever the hell they want to do and however the hell they want to do it, right? Private property, whatever it is, y'all know, you look, do your research on the laws and all that. Why we can't push that? That's why I said it ain't the city that I rock for. It's the people. The city going to always win more than the people. So when we going to start telling the people, showing the people how to beat the city? It's not, yeah, it's going to take away from some venue owners. But hell, that's their fault that they invested in venues that's in the city and they didn't buy the property. But they got to get it how they got to get it. Whatever. I ain't knocking them. Just saying that's their life. That's what they chose to do. We're going to show you, man, there's other ways that you can do stuff too. We choose to do Jerklahoma, man. We choose to do these outside events. These are certain things. That property right there, and that's why I said what I said, because nothing like this has even happened on that property ever since that property has been in right in the outskirts of Muskogee, Oklahoma. And then, well, you say it's right outside the city lines, it's in the county, so nothing like this has ever went down out there. So what we're getting ready to do, we cannot do at the parks. That's a no-no. That's a big no-no. But when it comes to the artist, man, that's why I say it. That right there, that being history in Muskogee, the feel, the vibe, the people in Muskogee are also good people, man. We some good people, you know what I mean? Every city got whatever, right? But deep down, man, Muskogee got some good-hearted people, man, and some real solid people, right? So to really tap into them, not just a little small section of people. You're going to have to work for that shit. Just like if I wanted to tap into California, I can't just show up to L.A. and feel like I'm a rock a show and nobody in L.A. knows me because I was depending on somebody else to tell them about me. That's the wrong mindset to think in this game. Like I tell people, man, in real life, I'm real humble, man, kind of shy sometimes, laid back. You dig? Very cool cat, man. In this game, I'm a monster. You know what I'm saying? I'm a monster in this game because I done seen shit. I just what I done been through. Not saying you got to be mean, but you got to be a monster with what you do, because the monsters is the ones that elevate. The monsters is the ones that get picked. Everybody talk about the burl and the crash, but what about the ones that get picked and that don't get picked to get eight? They get picked to display. What about those? So which crabs are getting picked? You got to be doing something for that person or whatever opportunity come to pick you. That's what you got to focus on, man. And with Jerklahoma, the Midwest Connection, everybody that's coming, I'm going to let Petty touch on it too. I can tell you this from where I stand and what I see. And I know some of the people that Petty is booking and these type of things. Every one of those people, the energy they have, the type of people they are, the type of people that's they fan bases and they followings and they families and shit like that, every last one of them, man, fits that damn energy, that great energy, great people want to have fun, want to be enjoyable, want to put on, do their music, either perform, whatever it is, have a damn good time and enjoy. That's the energy that they've been walking in. That's what they've been walking in, right? So you can't do shit with people that ain't really walking in that energy. You got to show them what could be done with people that you know that is walking that energy, and you mix them in so that everybody can start doing it, and you don't make people feel like, well, damn, man, I didn't really come prepared like they came prepared. No, we'll show you. It's other people out there in the world, man, that lives this entertainment life every day and every night. You might not know them all, but we know a lot of them too. Come out, come see some of them, come shake hands, come network, come get it in. It's no problem. I don't have no beef with nobody. Everybody can come out and mingle and mix. But this is the other side, too, of unity. Being able to bring people you don't know around you and stand united under unity. That's unity also. All of this got there to do that. That's Jerklahoma, man. That's the big thing with Jerklahoma. We're going to get it jerking, and we're going to come. We're going to do it like FAMO do it, family around me only. And that's how we're going to rock June 25th. Everybody Petty got that's on his end. I'm telling you, man, the shit getting ready to go crazy because the energy, the mindset, who they are, and that resonance, that flew over to they follow. So the people that's planning on coming with them and coming to see them, you talking about from Texas and these type of places, they coming with that same energy, man. They ain't coming on no half-stepping. They coming on some business. They coming on having fun. They coming on doing that. So you can't expect nothing less. So if you from Muskogee, you from Oklahoma. What that means for you, if you booked on one of these events, that means you got to go, man, I hate to say this, but you got to go 10 times harder. And just how it is. You from here. And if you ain't on the radio platform that even hosting the event, how can you even want to get on the event? Or you going to pay.
Right.
Or you going to pay. And that ticket is not cheap.
No.
Nah, man. Too much involved, man. We got a bonfire going. You know what I mean? There's certain things that's going to be going on out there, certain things like that. So no games and no nothing, period. If artists don't want to do nothing of it, cool, no problem. We not mad. We not tripping. It ain't thinking that we not going to consider you for another time. It's just for what this vision is and for what we're doing, you might not just fit that. And that's not a bad thing. You can still come out and rock and kick it. You just might not be able to perform.
Exactly.
From here out, man, everybody got to be sharks. You got to be sharks with this shit, man.
And we try to break it down very easy.
I'm a miniature rhino.
We broke the steps down simple. But when you see the polls,
that's it.
We don't get no inboxes or say, hey, how can I get down whatsoever?
What would that look like too though? What would that look like? We here in Muskogee, Oklahoma, right? And we've been talking on the radio. Petty just to tell you exactly some of the things we put out there. But you not saying bypass because we rock with Petty. We rock with Tone G. We rock with these people, right? So it ain't nothing about that. It's just those actions. We have seen those actions so much. And that type of shit can penetrate greatness, right? And it makes greatness a little bit harder. So what we trying to show is what we doing, we bringing all these people together. Right? But if you in Muskogee, Oklahoma, or if you in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you in Oklahoma City, Lord, wherever you at, and you coming to these events, shit, you got to plug in with FAMO Nation. You got to plug in with Chop on the Radio. It's no other way. We right here in Muskogee. We right here in Muskogee. And that's a big thing. It doesn't matter. It's cool that you rock with, you know, the say Petty, Tone G, and these people. We're not saying nothing about that. That's not the issue. What the issue is we tired of seeing people, say, from them cities, overlooking the people from their state or from their city that's doing things because they feel like if they rock it with this person over here, it means better. No, man, it's a bad look. It's a person in your same state that's got hands on this, that's actually on the land, but you want to bypass them to try to get, no, man, that ain't how you do it. Ain't how you do it. And me personally, I ain't calling nobody out or nothing like that. I've just seen it so many times. And that's one thing that I personally want to try to change in the game, right? I've seen people, I've talked about it. I ain't going to go into details, but it's people I know come to Muskogee, whatever. We used to say this in Wichita, come to Wichita, don't really show love to the people that plug in. So how do you change that? You show them with your actions, right? Somebody told me that. Somebody told me I got to show them. So we all going to show what we do and how we bring people together and how they respond, how they act. And maybe, just maybe, that can turn into a hell of a lot of motivation, inspiration, good times, happy times, enjoyable times, a lot of awareness, because I know a lot of people, even magazines from New York, talking about coming out. So it's shit over the summer getting ready to get crazy in Muskogee, man. Like, the shit done blew up way bigger than what the hell we really was thinking, you know what I mean? But we're going to get it in, man. We're going to make it happen. This shit is ridiculous, man. It'll make you drop down and pray and cry. That's what I've done, because it's crazy how so many people that you see, you can say around you, will doubt you, or will jab at you, or will overlook you. As soon as you start paying attention to the people that's not doing none of the things, you will see it's a hell of a lot of people out there that love either your ideas, what you're trying to do, who you is, what you're about, and all these type of things. And that's why I say everything can't just be about local. I went through this in Wichita, man. A lot of people in Wichita was mad at me because I would never leave Muskogee out. It can never just be about local. Why? Because we can learn from other people in different places, in different areas. It just can't never just be about local with this entertainment shit. That's never the game in any of this. Nobody can get famous or get to where they want financially just local and just here. Even nobody in Atlanta. You can get your money in the entertainment game in Atlanta, but if you just in Atlanta and you just hot in Atlanta, how much money is you really getting versus the person that's hot in Atlanta, person that's hot in Florida, hot in L.A., hot in New York, hot in Chicago, hot in Houston? You get my drift. I mean, come on, man. The shit is not that hard. But you got to show them. You got to show them who they say you got to show them who you're about. You feel me? You know, sometimes people don't even that is what it is, man. And I'm not knocking nobody. I'm just saying this right here is us showing and create history, what it's about. And it's also showing, man, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. You ain't got to like it. You feel me? You ain't got to want to be a part of it. But don't knock it, because a lot of people have been showing how they do it for a long time now. And that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's more ways to skin a cat than just one. And I feel like with my people and the resources that I have, that Femo Nation has, that Petty Murphy Project has, nobody, I'm telling you, man, I was living in Kansas, so let's just say Kansas. Hell, a lot of information that go on in Muskogee don't reach a lot of states.
No.
People don't really know about what's going on in Muskogee, Oklahoma. You feel me? And we got Tulsa and we got Oklahoma City that everybody know about them, right? Shout out to OKC and Tulsa, man. But how can you get national awareness to come to Muskogee and nobody's trying to really, I ain't saying nobody's doing this, but I'm saying you got to be able to start reaching and connecting people and showing what Muskogee is, showing who Muskogee is to people in these other areas, to where you can get these type of other people and resources come down here, not just for the trees, you know what I mean, and these type of things, also for the entertainment. So I feel like if I was in Dallas, Texas, shouts out to the Triple D. If I was in Dallas, man, and I came back to Muskogee to start doing some event, and I did not introduce some people that I know in Dallas that do what they do to Muskogee, feel like, man, I wouldn't be shit. Why? I feel like I'm on scammer behavior. There's no way in hell I was going to come to Muskogee. We already had plans coming back doing events, but the bringing people in, a lot of people don't like doing that because they don't want other people to do this and do that. Man, that's what this shit is about. That's how you put your shit on the map. That's how you get your shit popping, jerking, whatever lit, whatever you want to call it. That's how you get shit outside dollars in, inside dollars circulating. That's how you get people talking, no matter what level you think it on. Hell, it can only be four people that came. Whatever. It can, them four people going to have a good-ass motherfucking time, and they going to tell you, damn it, that shit was cool as hell. I was out there. Boom. The next time going to be eight people. Then you're going to look up. It's going to be 1,000 damn people, 5,000, whatever. You're going to have to switch venues because, shit, man, we can't park 5,000 goddamn cars out there like that. First of all, man, now they going to shut it down, and we're going to have to put them in the street. But that's what I'm saying, man. Anybody's vision can grow. But you gotta look outside the people that's knocking you. You gotta look outside the people that you want to rock with you. You gotta look outside of them, and you gotta go to the people that surpass where you at, and listen to them, learn from them, learn from the knowledge that's out there. And every last one of you, they ain't gonna tell you to shit on them and that type of shit or whatever. But every last one of them gonna tell you, man, shit, you got to look past that. Why? Because there's a bigger game at play here.
Mm-hmm.
And in this entertainment game, I can't bring a talent scout here with national awareness and just be like, all right, boom, I got a national, you know, talent scout coming on this day, boom, 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 boom. And the people that's going to be up there, I ain't showed them who none of these people is. I ain't been pumping them information. I ain't been doing none of that. Why you say, well, why would you do that? Because why bring somebody down here like that on Raw, just on the Raw brand? No, you do that so they have a feeling of this person, a feeling of this person. They might key on certain people and be like, damn, man, that's the one right there. I want to see that person in live. Let me see if they do that live or whatever it is. There's certain ways you do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
When you really about what you about, and you really want to help, and you really want to cause change. I just say, I can't. It's like if I stayed in California and I was doing what I was doing, and I was coming to Muskogee to do shit. Every time we came to Oklahoma, what we do, we brought everybody from everywhere that we rock with, and they came to Oklahoma and got it in. And to this day, they love Oklahoma. They love Oklahoma. They love Muskogee. They love Tulsa. They'll come here and get it in and party with us at any time. Muskogee gonna have that. Tulsa and Oklahoma City ain't just the only places, and these places in Oklahoma, man, that can provide that. Oklahoma, Muskogee can do that too, man, in different ways. But for our people, laying on the ship, that's what we gotta look into. Cars and these type of things, man, that shit don't really mean nothing. That shit, everybody want a nice car, boo-hoo, whatever. Who the hell own the land? It's a lot of people that's getting money. There's a lot of people that brag that they're getting money. Cool. No problem. Go buy you some land, little homie. Go put that on some land, man. Go snatch you some land. A lot of people got kids out here. Go get you some land, man. Put your kid's name on that land, man. Fix that paperwork, man. That paperwork through that land can't go outside your family no matter if you living or dead. You did. You just got to get passed on from family member to family member. On some real shit. Now guess what? No matter if you here or not, man, your family got land. Whatever they choose to do with it after that, they can't sell it. So whatever they choose to do with it, if they don't do shit with it, it's still in the family, man. It's still owned by the family. You never know. The fifth generation might be like, you know what? I'm going to open a damn store right here. Fuck that. Everybody else didn't do nothing with it. I'm going to clear it off and I'm going to open up a store. But whatever. That seed already been planted, man. It's a lot of clothes being bought. It's a lot of jewelry being bought. It's a lot of fancy things being bought. We're giving awards out and all this type of shit. Well, how much land are we buying around here? And if we is buying land around here, shit, who's showing us what to do with it? Who's showing us what we can do with it? Who even giving us a hint of anything of what to do with it? Nobody. That I see, you know. not on in the entertainment game. I'm speaking on the entertainment game. I'm not speaking on city council and these types. I'm speaking on the entertainment game. So for us as entertainers in this lane that we in, shit, we got to show that too. It ain't all about the glitz and glamour too, man. Land ownership is important. Being able to do certain, having the freedom to do things, whatever you want to do, and shit like that, that's important. Enjoying life is important. You know what I mean? All of this type of shit is wrapped around in what we doing, man. But, Teddy, go ahead, man. I'm going to let you touch on it.
Pretty much you hit it on the nail. You know, pretty much I'm going to say it one more time. Artists start listening. You got to go to the Petty Murphy Project. You got to go to Trap Party Radio. That means you need to contact us. You need to talk to us about like this business.
We are your booking agent.
We are our business. We're not businessmen. We are businessmen.
Yeah, man. You got to talk to the people.
You have to understand that we talked about this for months and we kept quiet about it.
Yeah.
So when we knew it was time to strike, we already knew we gained attention. But the attention that we're getting lately, like I said, I went through my entire inbox, emails for the last 36 hours.
I ain't saying crazy. It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing, man. You really crazy. I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you too, Famo, though, because I know on your end, you know, I done seen for myself, that's it. A lot of them, they contacted me and said, what's up? You know what I mean? So, man, people don't understand, man, a vision. Shit, just because you drop that vision in one pond and it don't really create the wave you want, shit, you take that to some other people, man, shit, that shit might get ran with, man. That ripple might travel through the whole lake. And what's happening, Petty fits to tell you is what didn't happen. Like, I'm trying to be as honest as I can, man, but we just got to show them. But, man, it's so much that can be done. It's great. But, you know, if we'll support the race trucks, I mean, the monster trucks, we'll support that. I'll put it like this. I know a guy here in Muskogee, at one of the events, we're going to be speaking on certain things that deal with, like, say, the Ukraine and black people. He is like a poet, spoken word artist. But what was going to rap into that, man, is going to be crazy. I know it's people out of Tulsa that got barbecue businesses and things like that, man, that we bringing in. They're going to be coming down here on some events. People from Dallas that's going to be coming in. Petty, I'm going to let you touch on it. I know we've talked to people from, like I said, Cali, man. It's people from New York. It's a lot of people that are talking about coming down to Oklahoma, to Oklahoma, Scully, Oklahoma this summer, man. It's going to be a beautiful thing because when it's all said and done and that snow hitting the city, shit, Oklahoma is going to be too efficient, man. You know, anybody else rocking with it different, just on the outside. It just is what it is. Penny, I'm going to let you go, man. I'll let you talk, man. I'm good, man. I'm happy. Well, this shit's crazy to me. Like I said, it'll make you happy because it shows you it's real people out there, man.
It is. And, you know, four artists contacted me. Some I already knew personally, and I already knew if I bring this to them, they already know what it entails. They understand it because it's business. You know, and you know, with the artists that have been looking and lurking with a little googly-eyed Imajoy, I'm telling y'all straight up, I've gone through my inbox. I'm probably going to get some fucking more tomorrow. I already know this. So I start my day off at 5:30 in the damn morning. I wake up at 5:30 in the morning. I go to Panera Bread at 6 a.m. I get my coffee. I get my juice. I get my cinnamon roll. I just kick back, put some headphones on, and I go through all these damn emails. This is what I've been doing for the last 36 hours. The same way how I put up the Petty Murphy Project in the wake-up call. I'm in business mode. And when I go through everything, and I explain to you artists straight up, it's business first, party later. So when you put out the little
photographer too, man.
Yeah.
Shout out, hey, man, that's what I want to say too. Any photographer, no matter if you're from Muskogee, wherever you from, man, you are more than welcome. But come to any of these events, get any of the pictures, you know, man, not you can't be getting pictures to you know, like, the, you know, tear people down and no shit like that. But if you come to take pictures, man, for promo, you want to use them or anything like that, man, come get them. Come get them in, man. Come plug in with us.
Yeah.
Come pull up,
I'm
man. Come
be,
get them in. You're more than welcome to come
I'm
do
going
that.
To be reaching out to some photographers that I know also, too, to check their schedules to see if they're interested. Definitely go tap in.
Yeah, man.
I do my research on a lot of things, people. I do my research on a lot of things, and this is why everything that you see manifest, I'm telling you is manifesting, has manifested. Do your damn research. But to you artists out there, like I said, you have to have the business first, party later mentality.
And if you make pies, I want to see, I'll give it what nobody say. They say, sometimes, damn it, I like pies too. If you make pies, man, I was going to not tell it, but, man, check this out. We'll have a pie competition, right? And if you win, if your pie is the best, you feel me, you're going to win some shit, but you're going to be the king or the queen of the pie competition. The lyrics and flow to show that we outside of it, man. And you know what I mean? That shit,
you're
going
to
be the king or the queen of it.
You want your sister to make you a chocolate pie.
Yeah, because I know she's listening, too, so hey, man, y'all run it, man. We gonna put it out there, but that's coming, too. Just little things like that, man, that's going to come. Of course, y'all know we gonna do the barbecue. Yeah, man, so it's going to be fun,
things
man.
Like
it's going to be a lot of things.
You know, the things that we're creating and we're supporting one another on it.
Yeah.
Like I told you, artists, last week, YL already broke it down to y'all. Y'all forgot we had a show last Saturday, and we broke it down.
On June 25th, that's like what? That's like four, five different promoters, right?
We got Jaggy Official, you got Bands Up Rick, you got Angela Strobel from New Artists, we got you, we got Tone G, we got myself. That's six different people. That's a part of it. Even YL is Famo Nation. He's pushing it too. You got seven different people pushing this. It's because we all talk about it. I know you talked to Train about it. So eight different people got their hands on this. And we're bringing a lot of people. A lot of people are seeing this. But you artists out there that just basically just put the little "Want to Come" on there. Not inquiring, acquiring about it. You're going to wait till the last minute. Guess what?
Yeah.
No. My answer's no. I'm going to tell you no. It's because you didn't contact myself or the mist. And then
it's simple, man.
We broke it down to y'all. It's simple.
It is what it
contact
is.
Us.
Yeah.
Tell us that
because
you want to be a part of
check
what?
This out. This mm-hmm. the thing. If Petty say if say Petty Murphy, Tone G, Famo Nation, say it's five people to get booked. We might not book we might not book 10 goddamn people. So if it's five people that get booked, say we're gonna rock. If it's two people that get booked, we're gonna rock. If it's one person that get booked, we going to rock regardless, you know what I mean? So, because I know a lot of artists don't like doing certain shit, so it doesn't matter. That ain't, you know what I mean? It's a lot of people out there, man, that love the opportunity, man, and love to do whatever it is they got to do. You got people from Utah, shout out Utah. You got people from Utah, artists from Utah, man, that's waiting on the opportunity to come to Oklahoma, man, and get it in, you know what I mean? Perform and mix in, network, just even fucking network. Talking about, you know, big shots that say trendy with exotic pop and these type of things, man. You own the land, you can do a lot of things. You can introduce your city to a lot of things. You can bypass a lot of things. And you can do a lot of things. A lot of things you can't do, a lot of things you can do. There's a different side to it, man. It ain't always got to be about running to the venue and these type of things, running to the park. That's cool. I'm not liking that. That's cool. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
We don't own them. Yeah, we don't own them.
Right. You know,
if you want a park, what's wrong with buying the land, building your own damn park, getting your own toys, the big toys and stuff like that, putting them on the land. Boom, now you got your park that everybody can go to whatever it is. Man, people will drive even to the outskirts of Muskogee to go to it if it's there, if it's available, if they know about it, if it's, you know, if it's available to them, the people going to go. Hell, we drive to Oklahoma City, we drive to Tulsa, we drive to Wichita, we drive to Dallas, wherever we go. So, yeah, it's no problem. People going to go there. But, hell, it's just that it's not there. So you can't knock the people. You can't knock really the people because, hell, if it ain't there or if the service ain't provided or whatever, can't knock them from not knowing how to have that service. And that's what made me realize, like, shit, you know what I mean? Some of the things that I know, some of the people I've been around, you know what I mean? The things that they do, certain things that go in the Muskogee will never get tapped into that. And I know that. So, shit, you just got to show them or you just got to bring them to them. And I've always been that person to be like, Ephemeral Nation is like that too. Yeah, let's just bring them all together. You feel me? What better way than bringing everybody together, letting everybody do their thing, everybody feel, you know, do what they do, everybody have fun, and everybody network and mix in, man. That's the best way to do it face-to-face. We can do it online all day, every day. But doing it like this, man, is the better way. Everybody got hands on the Petty Murphy Project. He know Petty Murphy. He know Tone G. Know myself, us, all Family Nation. We know all of us are pushing that same energy. All of us got our own unique viewpoints. All of us very strong men, but we all in agreement, man. We gonna make it happen, and we gonna all put our hands in on it in one way or another, and come together on it, man. It's gonna be a beautiful thing because I can tell you. When these names all get together and do things, man, I don't give a damn if you don't like us or not. You might want to just be seen in around. You know what I mean? You ain't even got to like us. Just be seen around, man, because I'm telling y'all, I done seen it. I seen it with my own eyes. I've been a part of it. It's so much that comes from that when they see black men come together and do things. And I've always seen that when we do this, every time we come together on events, we on the fucking Tuesday, Wichita, Kansas, Petty Murphy, he talks about that. That's because not just black men, but I say that because it is a lot of us too. But that right there, that coming together and that support to come along with that, with bringing everybody together, that's how you can break barriers down. You can open gates and knock doors down, man. But you can't do that. It's only... We're only reaching a selective amount of people. You know what I mean? City grow, too, from outside dollars as well. And ain't saying we out to get nobody money or nothing like that. What that means is people coming to your city and seeing and enjoying and spending time and kicking it or whatever that is. Be people being able to stay instead of spending that gas, hopping on the highway, and they're going to Tulsa or going to Oklahoma City, going to the cabins to go camp out or going to the lake to go camp out, which we going to do some shit at the lake too, man. I just got to work out what they talking kind of crazy, but we going to try to work it out. If not, damn it, we going to build our own goddamn water slide on the land and we going to have a water slide event. Fuck it, we'll do some shit like that. We can get pools. We'll get 100 different swimming pools if we got to. Everybody sit your ass in your own little private little bitty ass swimming pool. We'll put a rubber ducky in everybody's little bitty ass swimming pool, and that's what you want to do. Yeah, we'll do some shit like that. But, nah, man, that's the main thing, too, man. Just showing people that, man, laying ownership. And for what we do as entertainers and promoters, brand ambassadors, fluencers, all that good stuff, man. If we did own the land, if we did own the venue and the land that the venue set on, it's a lot of things that we could do. And that right there, to me, shows a lot because... Show the next generation that's coming up, man. Save up your money. Go peep you out some land. You might want to get in this game. Go buy that land. John down here in Jiffy Martin, man, sitting on a prime location in Muskogee, Oklahoma, especially for our community, that he's sitting on it. He ain't gonna never let it up, but it's just riding, and it's going to shits, right? Jiffy Martin is just going to the shits, but it's just going down the shits. But if it was in the hands of the right people, man, that spot right there would be a strong focal point for the community because of the building and the location, right? But John
John, this is one John, just man, shit. Just, I don't know what to say about Buddy. I don't think I can say is Buddy held a package for me for like 2 months that I even forgot about. Till he seen me, you know, he held it for me. And to this day, I still get exclusive shit that certain companies don't even make no damn more. But that's my dog. But that building, he ain't coming off of it. But that's what I'm saying. He ain't got to. He ain't got to come off of it. He can let him sit there and go to shit and flood and whatever it's going to do, he can do that. Because he own it. He on that property. You feel me? And as long as he own that property, he can do what the hell he want to do with it. But just think if somebody own that property that think like any of us that's listening, any of us that's on the phone, what must go? That would be a pillar. It would be a pillar, man. That's where, that's in the location it is, but you're not going to go there now because of what's there now. This is just an example, you know what I mean? But if you own the land, then you can do those things. Volleyball tournaments, man, we get ready to get it in. Petty, you on there?
Yeah, I'm on here. I'm listening. I'm listening.
Now, Petty said, okay, because Petty, you said you go, we got to get you down here this summer when we do the volleyball tournament, man. Because we want to have shirts, man. You know, we gonna come with team names, man. But we gonna really do this, man, because, you know, man, I ain't that damn good at volleyball. But I play, you know, I'm going to get out there and play volleyball, too. I'm going to get my team together, man. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
we're going to do this, man. We're going to go buy a volleyball net. We're going to get all this shit, man. We're going to have, like I said, we're going to have some fun this summer. So you're going to get a lot of Lyrics of Flow
right.
Show We Outside
yeah.
events. You're going to get some small ones. You're going to get some medium ones. You're going to get some big ones, too. But we're going to do a lot of good things, man.
Right.
It's time.
And the thing
it's time.
The time. And the thing that we want to tell these artists straight up is because we've seen this shit too many damn times where there's an opportunity for you to basically
man.
Grow and expand yourself. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't the promoter.
Yeah.
It ain't the other artists. It's you.
Nope.
You want to show
your
away.
Ass.
You want to promote the show the week of the show, the day of the show, instead of basically promoting the show right after you get booked before the show. I mean, days before the show, weeks before the show, months before the show. You won't promote. You won't come on platforms to basically introduce yourself and your music. We ask you to send an audio drop and your downloadable.
And see, we were slipping.
And all this shit.
Demo, we were slipping. We were slipping because we should have told them instead of the video drop, we should have put a requirement out that they all had to do that video where they had to do it in the reel and hashtag the Lyrics of Flow. I mean, the Midwest Connection or whatever. We should have did because them videos, we know we're viral, you know, the reels and this type of shit. But still the videos, it's, man, why not do the video? Why not really pump where you're coming from, man?
If NFL Roachy and El Bato Chanto can be...
Man, let me shout out to NFL Roachy, man. We got his music, too.
Yeah, if they can take the time out to basically contact me, because they seen this last week, and it was so big shout to Big C and Pachuca, Sick and Twisted, they basically contacted Big C and Pachuca. Big C and Pachuca said, you need to tap in with Petty Murphy or the Mister. So El Chato Vato, El Vato Chato contacted me last Sunday. We talked. Just like we're talking now, we talked business. They broke it down. I told them what was required. They sent them what was required. And the other business we talked amongst ourselves, it was done. It's sealed. It's done.
Done deal.
That's how you're supposed to
done
do
deal.
This. They're promoting this. They got people coming from West Texas. I think they're outside of Lubbock, Texas. That's West Texas. Coming to Muskogee. So now I got to basically find another way. I'm about to find another way to basically make sure that these people are able to get there. And basically, I'm telling you now, soldier, June 25th is about to be fucking bonkers. We might be out there all day long, you know, depending on how the weather
cooperates. Yeah, with all the weather good, we all night with it, man. We with the camping is available.
Yeah,
Every time we do one of these events, it's always all night. Look, the We Outside Party don't stop. You feel me? Your ass can flop. Catch your second leg, party some more with us, man, and then take your ass home
exactly.
the next day.
But you can't stay overnight. And I know that I'm going to possibly be in and out, you know, basically, because I know it was in Muskogee. Tulsa is not too far, so I'm basically going to be coming in from Tulsa, from Kansas City to Tulsa, going to Muskogee, probably because I probably don't want to be out there all day. I'll probably go back to my hotel room, sleep for a couple hours, get refreshed, and come back. But I'm going to make sure that the show goes down and make sure the show goes on. I'm always going to keep my phone on me because I probably got questions to ask. But the thing that I want to tell you, Arden, straight up is this, man. I've been paying attention to what you're doing. And I've been paying attention to how you move. And the moves don't
That's right. We need to let them know that you're going to be down here for the 23rd for the first one, too. They're going to be coming,
yes,
checking in, tapping in with it.
I will be there April 23rd if my mother does not come
check
to
this
the
out.
City.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Since this is exclusive right now. We got the, I'm going to get with you on the inbox. I can't put that this year. I'm going to get with you on the inbox.
Yeah,
we got to wrap it up, man.
Yeah,
I can't put certain stories. I'm going to leave it alone.
Pretty much what I'm saying, artists that are listening, your requirement is this. You must contact the mister. You must contact Tone G. If Tone G don't answer or the mister don't answer, you contact me. We already know what the deal is. We're just going to break your asses down what the business is. It is up to you whether you want to like to take the opportunity to be a part of something great or you want to continue doing the same damn trend and go somewhere else. Because a lot of you artists that are basically starstruck and want to hang out with the stars who don't give a fuck about you, we're going to let you stay over there because, you know, your 15 minutes of fame will run out eventually. You'll come back, but we're going to let you go. But you guys sit in timeout for a little bit. But for those who've been basically, we have basically put you on the show. We have given you opportunities. You fell off. You took some time off. You never even tapped into a chop on the radio episode since then. You basically haven't shared a Petty Murphy project. You go on the Family Nation page and dropping pages, but you don't read the fucking rules or anything like that. You just be dropping shit out of nowhere. I'm going to say it straight up, Famo. They automatically disqualify. We want the people that are about this. I mean, NFL Roachy and El Fato Chato, they saw that opportunity.
I mean,
they inquired
about it. And if you don't know how to do some of these things, if you don't know how to do some of these things, just holler at us. And you know what I mean? We can, you know what I mean? We can walk you through any step that we add. We can walk you through, and we're going to tell you a way that's going to do it and where it's going to be easy for you.
Hell, I just dropped the fucking video drop. I just dropped the video drop. Easily. NFL Roachy and El Vato Chato did one. They did two. And the first one.
Oh, y'all know I'm going to do one. I'm going to do one for live from the land again. And I'm going to go and I'm going to let y'all know. Hey, look, you know what? I'm going to get some people pull up with me. You know what I'm talking about? And we're going to do a little video shoot. Y'all know me, man. We're going to do a little video shoot, man. Because I've been telling everybody and they mama. Matter of fact, I was telling old girl at the gas stations. I've been telling people at the food, at everybody that said little food trucks, that everybody want to come sell their food. And we gonna let people do that, but not the first couple ones, man. We got that on lock.
But you know, Famo, Gnosis has been chopping in. He's been chopping in with both of us. Gnosis is coming.
Oh yeah, man, big shout out to Gnosis.
He got family in Muskogee. I know.
Yeah, big shout out to Gnosis, man.
He got family in Muskogee, and prayers to him because that brother is going through some serious shit, and I don't give a damn. No, I don't give a damn. Ray the Factor got to be there. He got to perform. So let y'all know right now, Ray the Factor got a slot. Fuck everybody else when it comes to that event. He got a slot.
Oh, yeah,
fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
That's Famo.
Ray the Factor, that's Famo, man. Famo already
knows. He got a slot.
He already
knows.
Famo already knows. And the thing about
Gnosis
it, too, is...
sharing it. Mm-hmm.
And big shout out to Gnosis. I can't say, man, salute out to Gnosis. You know what I mean?
And
Bay
from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Has been sharing this.
Right.
She's been sharing the show there in Kansas City. She has never been outside of the fucking East Coast in her entire life. She's coming to the Midwest. It's things like that, it's people like that that inspires me and inspires the Mister to do what we're doing. Everybody else that has
been
saying, oh, we
jerking,
gonna come
man.
Down and rock with y'all. We're gonna get it jerking. So the those who are in our circle say
people
they
get
come
mad
down
at
and
me. People don't understand, man. I don't care no more about people getting mad at me for what I say, but this is the thing, man. I've been here for 2 years, man. Muskogee is not no big-ass city, and it ain't no big-ass place, right? You don't know about what the hell I got going on, either you ain't paying attention or the people that know you, that know me, ain't never mentioned it to you or whatever it is. It is what it is. Doesn't matter to me. You dig? The people that we are reaching, the people that is rocking, that's who you got to focus on. You know what I mean? It just depends on what your objective is, man, and what you really trying to do. And people would like for everybody to do what they would like them to do as far as in, oh, well, let's do this and bring these people together. I have a different vision. I have a different reality. So, I don't agree with a lot of things, but that doesn't mean that they got to stop doing what they doing. But if they've been, now, this is the Muskogee in me, born and raised in Muskogee, right? Muskogee has never taught me to be no punk. And Muskogee has never taught me to let nobody walk over me and turn around and kiss them on the ass, right? That ain't what Muskogee taught me. I don't ever remember that being a lesson Muskogee, Oklahoma has taught me. The shit that people are saying and how they reacting, that's on them. That ain't what Muskogee is about. Muskogee ain't that shit. Muskogee don't teach you that when you live here. Muskogee makes you hard. Man, we were just having this conversation. I was just having this conversation with a white couple just the other day. Muskogee gonna harden you up in some areas. Muskogee gonna make you sharp and but it's gonna harden you up in some areas, man. Just because of how, you know, the city is and just what it is, man. But and it ain't no bad place. It just that's what you're gonna get. So
that's the same
what
way
is.
With Wichita?
I'm a product. I'm
Wichita?
A product of that. Yeah, I'm a product of that. Where you think I'm learning how to speak up and do this shit? It's a whole bunch of jerk asses running around Muskogee, Oklahoma that you wanna slap the shit out of. Anybody from Muskogee, if I'm lying, tell me I'm lying. You like, hell no. I can think about 10 of them right now. You're right.
I'm pretty sure that's everywhere where you want to know basically Chris Rock a motherfucker. You want to Will Smith say ass. Don't trust you. Trust me. There's a lot of people. But the thing is that...
Just don't go around doing that shit.
Just please don't do that shit. You'll lose all your shit. Don't do that, please.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah,
don't
man.
Do that, please.
All right, well, we're ready to get up out of here. But the thing is, artists, we put it out there, do the shit, enjoy the shit, come, have fun. And everybody that then plugged in with me, that Petty Murphy, then that he rock with or rock with him or Petty Murphy and him, then booked or whatever, and then plugged in with me, hey, they'll even tell you, man, I send a message, tell them, hey, we're going to open y'all, we'll open arms just like y'all fans. You feel me? It's just we family nation, so everybody around us got to be family. So we're going to open our arms up. We're going to treat you like family, man. We're going to welcome you to the city. You dig? We're going to treat you right. We're going to make sure you have a good time, man. Make sure you enjoy yourself. And we're going to appreciate you for coming to the city, getting in with us and our people.
You did, and that's how it's supposed to be, and that's what it's going to do, man. You feel me? So you're going to be around some of the greatest people in Muskogee. You're going to be around some of the coolest people, some of the most loving people, some of the most antisocial people. There's going to be some people there that ain't going to talk to no damn body. You did? They support. There's some people that ain't coming that still supporting in other ways. So I feel like, man, this is something that it's going to be a great thing for Muskogee.
Oh, yeah. And I have an idea. I have an idea, soldier. I'm going to put in your inbox in the morning. It's an idea.
Okay. Let's get it.
That where not only us that are the heads of the table, or I have to call the head nigga in charge.
I got a liquor sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never heard of that, have you? Hey, Femo,
oh,
I got a liquor sprayer.
Oh, shit.
Hey, look, I put the AR-55 out there. I told folks we gassing all summer. You ain't never seen what we about to do when it comes to these certain things. You ain't seeing this nowhere else, man. And this right here, this what we getting ready to show on that tip. I gave you a hint. Is getting ready. People gonna run with this idea, and they gonna run with it all across the motherfucking globe, because ain't nobody been done it, and it's just common sense. Like, why would you not? But when you own parks and you have parks and shit, you can't do certain shit, right? Certain shit
right.
You just really can't do. But if I got a man, I ain't gonna repeat in case some people didn't catch it. But who doing that? Nobody. that shit is gonna go down too.
So yeah.
For everybody that's medical, we got medical cards, these type of things, whatever. Y'all like your THC drinks and these type of things. Man, come kick it with us. Come rock with us, man. It's gonna be a lot of things going on. You finna see some funny shit. You gonna see some crazy, not like crazy shit, like, oh, I can't go back there. You gonna see some funny shit, man. Cause everybody I know, when they get to having fun, everybody's a damn comedian. My bros and my partners, we all tell jokes. We all love to have fun. We all characters. And that's what you're going to get along with everybody that's coming. And that shit going to be hilarious.
Oh, yeah. And see, I have an idea.
Because Petty, have you been to the country before, Petty?
Man, my grandfather was Salisbury, Missouri. My grandmother was born in Mendel, Louisiana. I've been to both places. I've been to the country. I know
okay,
how the country
okay.
felt out. I drank
okay,
my first
okay.
I drank my first sip of moonshine at 15. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't fucking drink moonshine. Okay. I don't fucking drink moonshine.
I've been to the country. What about a bonfire? Have you ever been to a bonfire?
I've been to many bonfires. I actually went to a couple bonfires in college. It's nothing to me,
okay.
man. All it is
okay.
learn how to adapt
okay.
to your surrounded. Just
oh yeah,
end up
man.
In
you
the
gonna
cold.
Be hey man. It's all love, man. We gonna be look. I'm gonna put it to you like
we
this. We at the middle. We in the middle. We ain't too far away from civilization. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll block it to you right there. But
we out to the side.
I've
been through that area. I've been to Oklahoma City. I've been to going to Muskogee to get to Tulsa. I've been
yeah.
through that area. It's a beautiful area.
Yeah.
And I like seeing different things.
But look, I'm
going to
tell you like this, though. And this is what I got to say, though, because I'm going to have to do a video, man. I think I'm going to have to do a video and drive down the street and show folks, because at nighttime, the street that goes to it, you know what I mean? It get pretty dark down there, got there where you ain't going to see shit until you get there. So a lot of people might think they're going to be going wrong, but I'm going to do a video and explain that shit, because me and my pops are talking about that. You know what I mean? It's going to get dark. You're going to be going down the roads. You're going to be thinking you might going down the wrong way, but then, boom, you're going to get there and be like, damn, there they go. Once you get up there, you'll see the fire.
But I'm going to have the map out there. I'm going to put the map out there.
You might have to set some lines.
And it's an event page, too, man. It's an event page, man. Y'all go rock with the event page, man. Share the event page.
Okay.
You dig, man.
So
get the awareness out there,
stuff,
man. I'm going to put the map on.
You know,
I'm going to put the map out there on the event page.
Mm-hmm. And, you know,
but we
got
to get ready to get up out of here, though, Petty, man, because they're getting ready to shut us down.
Oh, yeah, they're about to shut us down. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Is y'all still listening to the quiet coming to the body and soul? Oh, yeah, it's jerking. Like I said, disclaimer, if any babies are made after listening to Body and Soul tonight, I am not responsible. Mari said so. But everybody, we're about to do something, we're about to do something major. We're about to do something
major. Appreciate to everybody that's going to be attending, a part of it, saluting, supporting, telling somebody, hell, even if you just say that's a cool idea to us and that's all you do, you know what I mean? No matter what it is, man, appreciate everybody on the real. Y'all know I'll be planning this shit, but it's getting ready to go down. And on May 28th, man, it's very touching to me. It's very close to me because certain things I've been in my life took me away from doing what I love to do. You know what I mean? And I done had to fight back from a lot of shit, man. A lot of people don't know that because I don't really show a lot. But I done had to fight back from a lot. And I feel like with May 28th, what I set out to gain back, what I set out to fight back from, you know what I mean? That's just another step of gaining all of that, man, and moving forward for me and my personal life. And hosting events is something I love to do. You know what I mean? Very good at it. I love to do them. I'm not the best at it, but I'm one of the best at it, and that's life for me. And for May 28th, mm-hmm. I've never did my birthday bash in Muskogee ever. My birthday bash has always been in Wichita, Kansas, and it's always been jerking, man. It's always been love. People that always came out and party, hell, people that didn't even rock with me, they came out and party and had fun. And it ain't even really about me. It's just bringing everybody together to have fun. But it has always went down. Has always been jerking. So, Muskogee, don't let me down, man. Nah, I'm fucking with you. As long as my people are on, I ain't even tripping. But this going to be good for me. I'm happy. I'm happy because it's the first time I done did my birthday bash ever, man, in my hometown. Like, I did all my birthday bashes in Wichita. I never did not one of them in Oklahoma. So that's a goal for me, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And right now, I got this, man. Y'all know we got the Sigatry for all y'all out there. Famo Nation got the Sigatry that's out there, man. So you got to rock with the products. Come holler at me, man. I'm going to put y'all on the Sigatry. The Sigatry is one of the things you want to get on if you out there, man. I'm going to put you on to the Sigatry, man. Y'all going to love it. You're going to enjoy it, man. But till next time, man, hey, we up out of here, man. Y'all keep it jerky. You dig?